Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
To my fellow Virginians, I say I am very humbled and honored with the privilege you've given me tonight.
CBS News chief political consultant Mark Ambinder says change was in the wind.
You had a swamp of independent voters in both states decide that the Republican message of lower taxes and lower spending trumped the Democratic message of continuity.
There was one more closely watched race for Congress in upstate New York. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan joins us live with the outcome.
The Democrat Bill Owens won in a race that saw the Republican drop out and endorse him after conservative candidate Doug Hoffman got endorsements from Sarah Palin and others and mileage on talk radio and TV.
The polls in New York show that people think the conservative Hoffman is their guy after What's-Her-Face dropped out.
Obama campaign manager David Plouffe says it's evidence of a fractured GOP.
Palin and Limbo and Beck and others are out there kind of purging moderate candidates out of the Republican Party.
But GOP Chairman Michael Steele insists the result isn't about the message.
The reality is now that we have a chance to get the seat back in about a year.
And he predicts they will. Nick,
1 year after President Obama's election, how much of a referendum on his policies were yesterday's governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia? CBS News political director Steve Chigaris.
If you look at the exit polling, over 55%, I think it was 57% in Virginia and 60% in New Jersey said that President Obama had nothing to do with their decision.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. For President Obama and the tight-knit campaign team that followed him to the White House, it's been a roller coaster ride of a year. Going back to election night in Chicago's Grant Park.
Change has come to America.
But enacting change has been a challenge for the president who inherited two wars and the worst economy in modern times. Polls show Mr. Obama remains more popular than his policies. But spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president never expected to coast on his early high numbers.
The president didn't take an approval rating in January and put it up on the shelf for all of us to shine and admire.
The president often reminds supporters he never said it would be easy.
One of the most high-profile ballot questions was in Maine, where voters have overturned a state law allowing same-sex couples to marry. It's a blow to gays and lesbians in an area of the country that's been supportive of same-sex marriage. But Scott Fish of the group Stand Up for Marriage Maine says voters saw no reason for the statute.
Once they discovered that whatever inequities there are for domestic partnerships in Maine, be they gay or straight, that those could be remedied through lawmaking, they saw no reason to allow the pending law to take effect.
This is the 30th anniversary of a pivotal moment in U.S. relations with Iran, and it has brought thousands into the streets of Tehran. Live to the Foreign Desk, it's CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
30 years ago today, Secretary of State Cyrus Vance announced that Muslim students had stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and taken the Americans inside hostage.
I have received assurances that they will be kept safe and well by the Iranian government.
Ever since, the Islamic regime has marked the anniversary with anti-American demonstrations. But these Iranians are chanting against the regime. London-based journalist Masih Alinejad.
The rooftops of Tehran and several cities were full of the sounds of Allahu Akbar and death to dictatorship instead of slogans against.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. The votes are in, and carrying around small amounts of marijuana is no longer a crime in the town of Breckenridge. The vote was overwhelming, but it's mainly symbolic. Pot possession remains illegal under state law unless it's being used for medical reasons. The way that medical marijuana dispensaries do business in Colorado could be affected by a state health board decision. The board has temporarily struck the definition of caregiver from the pot rules. Pierre Werner runs DrReefer.com. He says the dispensary shouldn't be caregivers.
Walgreens is not required to give a massage and to come clean their patients' homes every time that they sell their pills.
The health board has given itself more time to decide whether to permanently change the language in the law. It will meet again in mid-December. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are off to their best start in 24 years. The Nuggets are 4-0 after last night's win over the Indiana Pacers. And Game 6 of the World Series is tonight in New York. The Phillies need a win over the Yankees to extend the series to a seventh game. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
pretty good speeds as you're out the door this morning. There's no wrecks or stalls to get in your way. Southbounders on I-25, finding volume starting to build near 84th. That's usual for this time of morning. 76 also getting busier as you're making your way in from Brighton. And those westbound lanes past 74th all the way up towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 60s today in sunny skies. Currently, it's already 30 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't special? The new Grand Happy Hour at Grand Lux Cafe, now every day from 4 to 7. Located at Park Meadows by the main entrance, Grand Lux Cafe has daily specials on grand appetizers, beer, wine, and today's featured cocktail, the Vodka Pink Lemonade, is only $5.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
After a couple of little elections here in the Northeast United States that have gotten a little bit of attention, but is it a referendum against Barack Obama, as Republicans are trying to say, or as the national media is trying to say? Well, we'll get into that this hour with our good friend Rich Masters here in studio with us. Hey, Rich, good to see you.
Good morning. Glad to be here. I'm actually happy this morning. I'm loving the results out of New York.
Yeah, New York.
That's the bigger story.
Absolutely, that is the biggest story. And good to have all of you with us, too. Thank you for joining us as we come to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol Building. Join the fun, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. That's our toll-free number on the website today, BillPressShow.com. We've got a... photograph of a visiting delegation of the leadership of the Greek Orthodox Church meeting with the president yesterday in all their full regalia. You'll see that on our website.
Bartholomew. That's his name.
So it's not just Bartholomew.
Well, that's all I remember of it.
It's Peter.
His Holiness, Ecumenical something Bartholomew. It's quite a title.
He's got six names.
There they are. In front of the White House at the stakeout position. The photo's up on the website at BillPressShow.com. And while you're there, do yourself a favor. Get yourself a podcast subscription to the Bill Press Show, monthly or yearly subscription, and then you're in charge. You can download the show, listen to it commercial-free anytime you want. So, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, and Rich Masters. Got the whole gang here, man, today.
Yes, sir. It's more than zoo.
How you been, Rich?
I'm good. Busy, which is good in this Bush economy.
Yeah. we're on our way back. We're coming back.
We're on our way back. We're doing great. Of course, the stimulus isn't working. I mean, if you listen to Fox News, it's not working.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know, what was it? 3.5% growth.
3.5% growth.
And the Ford Motor Company showing a million-dollar profit.
Billion.
And you know the number they're not talking about from the economics is productivity numbers. Productivity numbers are at their highest levels in like 10 years. And you know I did CNBC the other day, and the guy was saying, you know, the Republican that was on against me. Well, you know, he said the productivity numbers show that, you know, what happens is that they're not higher and they're just working their workers to death. Well, guess what? That's the first thing. Once workers' productivity level reaches it, as it is right now, you start hiring, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's what's got to happen, too.
It's got to happen.
Yeah. And
why do I feel so unproductive, then?
Well,
because you are.
It's a whole other story.
Because you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, there is some news on another front. Big news out of Hollywood. They announced yesterday the co-hosts are going to be co-hosts of the Academy Awards next year, Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Steve Martin, I thought, did a really good job back in 2003. These aren't necessarily the best examples, but he was funny.
You had me.
I am so excited to be back. I didn't host the show last year because I was, not asked. But everybody has been so supportive of my hosting this year, except, of course, France and Germany. We do have to get on with the 75th anniversary of the Oscars. Remember, there are no losers here tonight, but we're about to change all that.
I don't get the France and Germany.
I get the France.
I don't know what was going on at the time.
It was a joke, clearly relevant to the time.
Yeah. Anyhow.
You know what made me, they'll be good together.
They'll be
fantastic together. You know what made me worried when you said that they, that for the first time in history, they're going to have two?
Oh, you thought?
John and Kate.
Oh, my God. Good Lord.
It's the only show they haven't mangled yet.
Seriously. Yeah.
Boy.
I'm telling you. All right. So we've got New York. We've got New York 23rd. We've got New Jersey. We have Virginia. And, Rich, we have New York City to talk about, too, with Rich Masters and your calls at 866-55-PRESS. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
Here's what else is making news. All sports this hour, actually.
Yes.
Sorry about that. The World Series resumes in New York City tonight. Pedro Martinez taking the mound for the visiting Philadelphia Phillies against Andy Pettitte for the Yankees. Martinez has lost one series game. Pettitte has won one. It is game six. Yankees lead the series 3-2. They win tonight. They win the series.
I was at game one.
Really?
I went to game one, baby.
New dog.
Yankee Stadium, sadly enough, was not as impressive as I thought it was.
Is that right, the new one?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a gorgeous mausoleum, but sadly, it didn't blow my socks off.
Did you get one of the $40 beers?
No, but I did get a $10 plate of garlic fries. One wanted to sit next to me. It was great.
Nice.
A Dallas Cowboys cheerleader is in hot water for what she dressed up as for Halloween.
Dancer, a cheerleader?
No. Dancer Whitney Eastlieb dressed up as rapper Lil Wayne. Thing is, Whitney is white. Lil Wayne is black. Dressed up in blackface to make the outfit for her.
Never a good idea.
How can you do that?
And it's not a big name, but the PGA Tour has handed down its first anti-doping suspension. Doug Barron has become the first golfer to be suspended under the new Tour's anti-drug policy. He'll miss a year, which really doesn't mean much because he didn't make any money on the Tour this year. But many golfers were surprised. This particular person has had a history of illnesses, and they think it was simple mix of prescription drugs that made him fail the test. The PGA is not revealing what he tested.
Look, I don't blame him. I think getting doped up will help my game. I've tried everything else. New clubs, cheating. I mean,
fancy outfits.
Yeah, right.
Steroids are next.
Now, Dan, how in the world do we do an all sports thing and not mention the undefeated New Orleans Saints of the NFC?
We're gonna work that in.
We played that clip the other night when they won Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
that was a big. Big game. All right. So, Rich, let's go through here. You got the headline. You got the Washington Post right in front of you.
Yep.
GOP reclaims Virginia 18 points for 59-41 McDonald over Creed Eads. Creed Eads didn't have a prayer, did he?
Well, he didn't. First of all, if you look historically in Virginia, you can get back-to-back parties in the governor's mansion, but the last time they went back-to-back-to-back with the same party was like 40 years ago. They've not done three. It's just really difficult. People after 8 years kind of want to change. And if you look, and Creed Eads, nice man. But he didn't have a Northern Virginia base. He was actually Tim Kaine and Mark Warner in reverse. Both of them had Northern Virginia bases that played outside of Northern Virginia into rural Virginia.
Right.
He started out with the easier task in some form because he already had kind of the rural Virginia roots. But he never paid enough attention to Northern Virginia. He didn't have a primary, didn't have enough money to spend in a primary in Northern Virginia, so no one really knew him. And it's very difficult to do that. Had Tim Kaine been able to run for re-election, we wouldn't be talking about this. Tim Kaine would have been re-elected.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Brian Moran would have been, or Terry McAuliffe?
Well, I think, McAuliffe, it's hard. First of all, McDonald was a good candidate. He was able to mask and pretend that he was a moderate.
And he ran, that's right, he ran as a centrist.
Yeah.
He ran as a moderate, and he's not.
He's not. I mean, he's about as far to the right as you possibly can get, but he ran as a moderate. He ran an effective campaign as a moderate, He had the wilder card, in that Doug Wilder didn't endorse. And Sheila, Johnson didn't endorse McDonald, and they was able to run really pretty effective ads. And, at the end of the day, that's what it takes.
Reflection, Virginia now, reflection on Obama at all?
Not at all. I don't think, you know, it makes, you know, Obama was almost not a factor in there. I think they're...
And the people of Virginia said that in their exit polls yesterday, that Obama, 60 or 70% said didn't have any impact.
Across the board, yeah.
New Jersey. Obama did go up there, did campaign a lot more for Corzine than he did for Creed Eads. He was out there for Creed Eads. Turned out 49 to 45, a lot closer up there. Chris Christie over Corzine.
Yeah, Corzine, you know, God love John Corzine, but he is the beneficiary of the Bush economy. He had to do all the tough things that governors haven't had to do because Bush ran the economy into the crapper. You know, he had to raise taxes. He had a huge budget problem. He had popularity in the tank, 30%. That's right. Almost impossible to be reelected. The fact that it was even close,
yeah,
is a testament to
5 Democratic governors arrested or right.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's really, really tough to get over that. And you know, I think he ran as good a campaign as he possibly could have. But again, it's not a referendum. And you look at those exit polls; it's not a referendum on Barack Obama.
One of the things that I've been pointing out and reminding people of, which I had forgotten myself until I heard somebody say it on television, is that in 2001, George Bush, 7 weeks after 9/11, Republicans lost, guess what, 2 states, New Jersey and Virginia.
That's exactly right.
And nobody said, oh, my God, Bush is done.
It's a referendum on George Bush now.
Yeah.
No.
And as his popularity at that time, right after 9/11, was
really, really high.
As
yeah,
high
exactly.
As it ever was. All right. But the big story last night, well, before we get up to the 23rd, of New York, which I think is the big story, as you point out. I'm fascinated by what happened in New York City. Michael Bloomberg, the most expensive race in the entire country, he spent $110 million of his own money
right.
to a guy that most people didn't even know his name, Bill Thompson.
Right.
You never heard
including
about Bill
the White
Thompson
House.
In this. The White House did not, Barack Obama did not endorse him. And Bloomberg ended up squeaking by with 5 points after spending $110 million.
Yeah, that's what he knew. He had to spend $110 million to do it. I mean, listen, New Yorkers are fiercely independent, and first of all, they didn't like the third term thing to begin with. You know, Rudy Giuliani.
Rightfully so.
If you look at Rudy Giuliani, he tried to do the same exact thing.
Yeah,
and couldn't
yeah.
get the third term passed. You know, Bloomberg was able to kind of ram it through. And, you know, people, I think that was a referendum on him, you know, as a power grab more than anything else.
I think Democrats made a big mistake in going along with Bloomberg's third term, being able to change the charter to run for a third term. Anthony Weiner, congressman, this morning said, maybe if Barack Obama had spent a little more time in New York City and a little less time in New Jersey, the results might have been different.
It's, you know, it could have been.
Yeah. Yeah. So New York 23rd. We know what happened up there. The teabaggers chased the Republican out. She ended up endorsing the Democrat,
him.
And the Democrat wins in a district that hasn't gone Democratic for the last 100 years.
Yeah, that is the biggest story, to be really honest with you, and not because I'm partisan about this.
But oh, no, God forbid.
God forbid. But if you really look at the overall political implications, first of all, New Jersey and Virginia, they were voting on local matters. They were voting on things of interest in Virginia and in New Jersey. There's only one referendum on the ballot last night on what's going on in the federal government, and that was in New York's 23rd.
Because he's going to have a vote.
He's going to have a vote on health care. He's going to have a vote on the economy. He's going to have a vote on energy. He's going to have a vote on a fiscal services redo. I mean, and this is a referendum on Barack Obama's policy. If you really want to look to where there was a referendum, clearly this was it. And on two fronts, I think it was important. One, for that reason. Two is, if you look, there was only one place also that Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and the modern-day Republican mm-hmm. Party was on the ballot, and that was in New York's 23rd. Rush and Glenn and the rest of the right-wing crackpots were not in New Jersey. Chris Christie ran as a moderate, and we've already said McDonnell ran as a moderate in Virginia, and, you know, both of them were able to win. Because Fava probably could have won this race.
Absolutely.
But she was chased out. And you're looking at the modern-day Republican Party, and Doug Hoffman, I guess, is his name up there. That's the modern-day Republican Party. Rush, Glenn, and those guys.
866-55-PRESS. Doug Hoffman, by the way, so he loses last night, right? You know, when losers, basically, they say nice, something nice about their opponent. We're going to work together, right? We're going to, right?
Tradition.
Here's Doug Hoffman.
We have to stand up and we have to fight against the Nancy Pelosi agenda.
Yeah!
We have to watch out for spending money that we don't have.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. I mean, so to me, just listening to that clip, I don't think the teabaggers are going to give up in New York's 23rd. I mean,
They're
I think I think they're going to now try to chase moderates out wherever they are in the country.
They absolutely
at every level.
They're trying to chase Bob Bennett. I mean, you've seen Bob Bennett, you know. They're going to try to chase Bob Bennett out. I mean, because he had the audacity to sign on to a bill with Ron Wyden that's still got not going anywhere on health care, which, by the way, is still probably the best bill out there.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's not going anywhere. But they're going to try to chase them out. And I think that for Democrats, that's great news.
Chris Christie in Florida, they're going after anybody who comes at all close to the rubric of being a moderate Republican. So let's say hello to Steve here from Boston on last night's results. Hi, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, I look at this like, you know, the Republicans won two governorships, which has no bearing on the national policies that go on in this country. The Democrats took two congressmen. They've increased their majority in the Congress. The Republicans, which kind of helps to offset the blue dogs. I'm also interested in knowing, especially in Virginia, I heard that like 69 legislatures were up for re-election. And I wonder how the Democrats fared in those elections. You know, the American people have been paying attention to what the Republicans have been doing in Congress. And in the long run, I'll take, in 2010, I'll take the same results in every state. I'll let them take the governorships, and we'll take the congressmen, and we'll see who gets what done.
I think that's a good point. Yeah, John Garamendi, who won the special election in California, so he and Bill Owens will both be sworn in the next couple of days. Those are two more votes for health care reform in the House.
You're right. The only thing I'll disagree with Steve on is I don't want to lose the governors. We've got 2010, we do redistricting, which sets the congressional lines, and I want Democrats to win the governor's race.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're taking a look. New Jersey, Virginia, New York's 23rd, New York City. Haven't talked about Maine yet. What does it mean? Should it at all be seen as a referendum on President Obama? Rich Masters in studio with us, the Bill Press Show, 866-55-PRESS.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.5% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal, no extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it should be a breeze for you if you're kicking off this morning's commute. Southbound 25 is our heaviest spot. It's no surprise for you.
The heaviest spots right now, 104th to 84th again, Park Avenue past Spear Boulevard. Also getting busy westbound 76th there, beginning at 74th Avenue. Also see some more cars heading onto the highway southbound 225 at Colfax. Your forecast, mostly sunny and seasonal with a high around 61 degrees. Could be a little windy, too. Our current downtown temperature, 38 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I have questions, and I want to know both sides of every issue. That's why I turn to the news source I trust, the Denver Post. With the largest reporting staff in Colorado, I get the news and issues that are important to me. It's no wonder that more people turn to DenverPost.com.
Bill Press Show.
Okay, that's the election results of last night. The Bill Press Show brought to you by the 1.6 million members of AFSCME. Fighting for real health care reform. Rich Masters in studio with us. Rich, look at CNN headline. Republican Renaissance.
Oh,
I mean,
give me a
talk
break.
About trying to make this a lot more than it is. Jesus. Ken in Washington, D.C. joining us. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how you doing? I just want to give you a quick rundown of four races I think are key. Upstate New York, I think that was a great victory, and it shows that people really aren't interested in candidates supported by the right-wing wing nuts.
Got it.
In Manhattan and in New York City, big disappointment. We lost by only 50,000 votes. Obama gave a lukewarm endorsement. And if people had gotten involved, we wouldn't have let Bloomberg buy the election.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think Obama endorsed Thompson. Did he?
No.
He did, but he almost didn't remember his name when he said it. It was just very lukewarm. And it's this whole thing of trying to reach across the aisle so much that just goes too far. But let's go down to Virginia. And, you know, there it was just a lackluster campaign. Obama didn't get involved much. Supposedly they had some disagreements. But the most important part of that story was that the base that we did back last year to get those guys elected was not energized this time. And I think that's partially related to, you know, some disappointment in terms of how strong the leadership is in the White House.
Hey, Ken, I appreciate that. Hold on one second. Rich, let me ask you. So why do you think what Ken says is true? Why didn't that Obama base come out, like, in Virginia or New Jersey?
Well, I mean, first of all, people came out for Barack Obama. And that was always the worry, I think, that a lot of people had, is they came out for Barack Obama. He spent 2 years campaigning. There was a big momentum built up. They didn't feel, and people were exhausted. I mean, it's only been a year since Barack Obama was elected. And I think a lot of those voters were simply exhausted, and they were brought into the process by Obama. He wasn't on the ballot.
Yeah, that's right. It's Obama, right? But you can't necessarily transfer that.
You can't.
To somebody like a Cree Deeds.
That's true. Very good point.
Hey, Rich and I will be joined by Andy Barr and more of your calls coming up next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-805-PASS. That's 888-805-PASS. 888-805-7277.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Should be flying around town right now. Traffic's still in pretty good shape for us. Starting to see things get busy in Aurora, though. Southbound side of 225, first at Colfax. Again, after Yosemite, also busy. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. That's our hot spot right now. Your forecast today, sunny, breezy, and mild. Highs in the lower 60s. Right now we're at 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The leaves are falling, and so are United's fares. To find the lowest-priced United flights of the holiday season, visit united.com/densale today.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I know what it's like to have a toddler that's walking around the room. You pick them up and they've got hives on their legs.
Children with severe allergies.
I would have swelled up and my airways were closing.
He's had many hospitalizations.
Now pups are being trained to seek out what the human eye can't.
Good boy.
The harmful allergens a Colorado mother is teaching dogs to detect.
Parker, check it.
And what people all over the country are doing to get their families one of these dogs.
As a mom who had been there, I couldn't say no.
Tonight at 10 on CBS 4 News. Get the whole story.
An all-new Oprah.
Oprah's ultimate step-out-of-your-box challenge.
I'm seriously freaking out right now.
In your wildest dreams, would you have the guts to do this? Fall from 15,000 feet?
Bravo!
Strip down buck naked as cameras roll? Plus,
oh my God!
A high-flying surprise with Miss Out-of-the-Box herself, Oscar winner Hilary Swank.
Let's hear it from fearless women!
Next Oprah.
Today at 4 on CBS 4.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show. Hey, 33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show, Wednesday, November 4. Rich Masters is in the studio with us here. And we're taking your calls, Rich and I, about the returns yesterday and how you read them and whether or not, as the national media is trying to say. Rich, if you watched the TV last night, you would think this was a presidential election.
Oh, yeah.
They had the whole panoply of pundits out there, right? As if
over and over, referendum on the president. It wasn't a referendum on the president. I mean, it drives me crazy.
866-55-PRESS, your calls. Virginia, of course, one of the big stories, and down in Virginia covering for what happened yesterday, not just the governor's race, the whole sweep of races in Virginia, from Politico, our good friend Andy Barr. Hi, Andy. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
All right. So pretty one-sided last night, and McDonnell kind of carried the whole cast along with him, right?
Yeah, very one-sided. And first of all, I just want to say I'm shocked that you guys would accuse us in the mainstream media of trying to paint too broad a brush on something like this.
Oh, yeah. Shocking.
Shocked. If you want to talk about that kind of stuff, what I would look at last night was spreads. It's not so much the win. It's been 22 years, straight now since either of these elections have gone with the president's party. It always goes against the president's party, so this is something not too surprising. But the one thing that's shocking, at least in terms of what we're looking at national level, is you had Obama really bring out all these new voters in Virginia. They didn't show up this time. That doesn't necessarily mean that they won't show up next time. It's just one of these things where, you know, that electorate that we saw last year, indications are that it's not firm. It's not something that's going to maybe stick around for some of these smaller ballot elections.
Well, you know, is that so surprising? I mean, let's just take Creed Deeds and Barack Obama, right? And we've seen them both as candidates. Is it surprising that there was so much excitement behind one but not behind the other?
No. I mean, absolutely not surprising that there wasn't that much excitement behind Creed Deeds. And you need to remember that, you know, despite that swing last year in Virginia, that Barack Obama had, that, you know, brought along with him, two two members of the House who are now freshmen in Virginia who are Democrats, the state still remains very much like it was. Democrats need to turn out just huge numbers in Northern Virginia to ever win here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the case from now until, you know, any sort of conceivable future. And if, unless you have someone like Obama who can do that, it's still a very hard and tall order for Democrats.
So what you're saying, I guess, and Rich, I want to get you in this. So this is, at best, Virginia is a purple state, huh?
Right. I think it's still the state that we were looking at in 2006, you know, when it was a very thin margin that Jim Webb was able to win by, you know, and it required candidates like Mark Warner, you know, like Webb and like Tim Kaine, frankly, who were able to make, you know, really broad appeals, who were able to really drive out the vote in Northern Virginia and make an appeal in the rest of the state.
Andy, let me ask you this. What could the White House have done differently? The White House didn't campaign a whole lot in Virginia, and part of that was, you know, we understand from the Deeds campaign. What is the Deeds campaign saying this morning? Are they a little disappointed that the White House didn't get as actively involved in Virginia as, say, they did in New Jersey?
No, I mean, there was always kind of an uncomfortable relationship between the Deeds campaign and the White House. And, you know, I think part of that is, you know, a lot of the president's policies here were under attack, whether you talk about, like, some of the cap-and-trade stuff Deeds kind of had to shy away from. You know, it's kind of unclear what Deeds was doing with the White House the entire time. You know, they want to bring him down. He came down here twice, once at Hampton Roads here in October, and then he was in Northern Virginia in August. But, you know, it was still kind of an uncomfortable relationship, and you would even see some White House senior staffers doing it all, you know, not for attribution, kind of throwing the Deeds campaigns under the bus,
right.
and you know, in these articles in the Washington Post and so forth. And so, you know, it's kind of unclear what the White House was trying to do with them, what they could have done with them. You know, all that we really see today is this result, and it's really kind of it's a tough result to swallow if you're a Democrat.
Well, Andy, I have to say I'm surprised at you, the good reporter that you are, for not giving credit where credit is due here. We know that what brought McDonald over the top so big were the robocalls from Sarah Palin.
Oh, of course. You can never overestimate the impact of Sarah Palin. Right?
There you go. All right. Yes, she wins another state.
She'll be claiming it on Twitter.
She'll be claiming it. Yeah, you know that she will. All right. Hey, Andy, good work down there. Thanks for joining us this morning. All right.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, Andy Barr from Politico. Yeah. You know, McDonald did not want her endorsement. She wanted to come in.
Right.
And he said, thanks, thanks, but no thanks.
Sorry, Sarah.
You know, you stay, go hunting,
go hunting
or something, but stay out of Virginia. So then she bounces in with these robocalls that he knew nothing about.
I know.
I honestly, I think the campaign did know nothing about them.
I don't think they did either. They don't want that.
They didn't want them.
No.
Let's go to Virginia. Here's Laurie from Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Laurie, what's happened?
Hey, Bill. I just wanted to say it gets so frustrating watching the national news on stuff like this because this was so not a referendum on Obama at all. In fact, McDonnell praised Obama throughout the election. He's a far-right conservative, but he campaigned as a moderate. He praised Obama, you know, was constantly crowing about bipartisanship and all this, and Cree Deeds was virtually absent in Northern Virginia. I voted for him, but it was hard for me to do so as strong as a Democrat as I am because I was like, where is this guy and what does he stand for? In addition, I live in a swing district. We always sort of split 50-50 between Republican and Democrat, and we overwhelmingly voted in a Democratic delegate who was an excellent candidate. So it had absolutely nothing to do with Obama. If anything, McDonald was praising Obama throughout the election, and he ran a far superior campaign.
But the story that everybody wanted to sell, and they have been doing it for the last 2 weeks, is this is it. It's happening. The first anniversary of Obama's election as president, right, Rich?
Yep.
You know, and so this is going to be up or down on Obama. They painted it that way, even though it was not.
Yeah, no, there's no question.
And they're still doing it today.
They're still, and they'll do it for another couple days. They're going to be rehashing this stuff. John King and his big map and the rest. I mean, they're going to be rehashing this out. And the truth of it is, there was only one referendum, only one race that you could honestly say was a referendum, and that was New York's 23rd, because it was the only one that was running on federal issues in New Jersey and in Virginia, they were not running on federal issues, and there was only one where they had a choice between health care, environment, and the economy, and that was in New York's 23rd, and Democrats prevailed in that one.
Hey, Laurie, thanks for the call. Don in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up there, Rich?
Hey, man.
Look, gentlemen, this was not a referendum on Obama. I fully agree. But let's face it, his policies still trickle down to our local and state levels to some extent. And by the way, gentlemen, we've had our moderates, McCain, Schwarzenegger, Graham, and this cat, whatever this lady's name is. I think this is more the reason why this is a wake-up call for the Republicans and even the Blue Dog Democrats. And more reason why I think here in New York we should get rid of these close primaries so that we, the silent majority, like the independents, can have a say and an impact onto where our country is going. And by the way, if Huffman is a carpetbagger, like Hillary and Alan Keyes, he deserved to lose. Yeah, and this, let's face it, and the novelty of our first African-American president, it's still there. That's understandable, but I think it's definitely a wake-up call for the Republicans.
He made so many points for us, but I think he's right on this one. I think the New York's 23rd is a wake-up call for Republicans, that if they follow Rick Santorum and Sarah Palin,
Dick Armey
and Fred Thompson, they're going to further marginalize themselves.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, if you look at what's going on in Florida right now, where they're targeting Charlie Crist, I don't agree with Charlie Crist. I hope he loses and loses in a big way. And I'd be happy if he loses in the primary, quite frankly, because he makes a much stronger candidate against a Democrat in Florida than Rubio does. But if they want to go to the far right and nominate unelectable people, I'm all for that.
Look, I saw this happen in California. I mentioned this the other day. The Republican Party in California could not elect a dog catcher today statewide. I mean, Schwarzenegger's a Republican, but he could not have won a primary in the Republican Party. He only got in through that crazy recall process.
Well, and in California, look at it. When he ran the government as a Republican, he almost got his butt kicked. He had to come back to the left in order to win re-election. It's the only way he won re-election, by governing as a Democrat.
Let them become the teabagger party. They have become the teabagger
party. And I couldn't be happier.
Ben in Knoxville, Tennessee. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, I think a bigger story, too, is their appeal of the same-sex marriage ban in Maine, the legalization of marijuana in Breckenridge, Colorado. And I really think...
And also the legalization of pot clinics, medical pot clinics in Maine.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And I think 23rd is a big deal as well. And I do think there's another story that's really getting thrown under is the fact that the Republicans are simply not showing up to the climate change bill committee hearings. They're just not showing up.
Yeah, Ben, that's a whole other issue, but Barbara Boxer has said that if they don't show up, she'll pass the bill without them.
She can.
Good for her. We'll take one more here from Charles out in Los Angeles, California. Charles, good to hear from you.
Yeah, Bill, I'm surprised the media's not mentioning the fact that the Democrats picked up two congressional seats. John Garamendi won big out here in California.
Yeah, no, you won't hear that maybe in the mainstream media, but Ellen Talchuk.
Well, they need to be called out on that. I just listened to ABC. I was watching CNN last night, and they didn't even mention the other.
Is that right? They didn't even. Well, that's crazy. It's a Democratic district. It's not a Democrat. It's a Democrat who's represented that district, but I know that district well. The East Bay is pretty conservative. Right. Ellen Talchuk, great lady. Now she's Deputy Secretary of State. John Garamendi, Lieutenant Governor, moving in, holding that district for the Democrats. So you got, he'll be sworn in the next day or so. And Bill Owens from New York. So you have two new votes for Nancy Pelosi.
And both of those are swing districts.
They are considered
swing districts.
Right.
Which is absolutely critical that if you're going to win swing districts, you got to have the right candidates to do so.
So back to your point, right, if you're talking about races yesterday that had a national impact, right? You got the two congressional districts. Democrats won both.
You're absolutely right. They're the only two that were focused on national issues. I mean, let's face it. In Virginia and New Jersey, it was all about the New Jersey budget. It was all about New Jersey income taxes. It was all about, in Virginia, it had to do with Bob McDonnell running as a moderate in a purple state. It had nothing to do, really, with the national issues. They didn't even discuss most of the national issues. Cap and trade got a little bit in Virginia.
Yeah.
But by and large, they were not national issues. But in the 23rd and in the California district, they were talking about health care. They were talking about Obama's agenda. They were talking about Nancy Pelosi. And if you really want to look at where national issues played a role, Democrats won both of those seats. And that's,
absolutely,
to me, a big news.
Rich Masters, good of you to come in today. Thank you, man. Always
anytime,
good to see
brother.
You. Yeah, excellent insights. And when I come back, I want to tell you about my efforts to try to get Robert Gibbs to take a stand yesterday. Lost again. all right. Thanks, Rich.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-951-9410. That's 1-800-951-9410. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Pretty slow conditions now coming out of Thornton Stop and Go. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Also speeds in the 20s and 30s. I-70 past Spear Boulevard in Aurora. Southbound 225, also heavy. Colfax to Alameda again from Yosemite to the Tech Center Merge. Also seeing eastbound approach on 6th Avenue. Slow down from Sheridan to Federal. Your forecast, mostly sunny and seasonal, high around 61 degrees. Right now we're at 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin to Go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single-dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin to Go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin to Go. Pure Robitussin Relief to Go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
You're listening to...
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
They're going to have their own version of healthcare reform legislation. They've come up with nothing so far, and they still haven't, but John Boehner now has said that they will in the next couple of days. They will reveal their proposal, and the draft that has been circulating, guess what? You know what it is? It's protect the status quo. Keep the insurance companies just as fat and happy as they are right now. For example, the Republican plan will not include a provision that says insurance companies can deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition. I mean, just that basic, important change in policies, the way things work today, that's not in the Republican plan. And, the idea that ability of insurance companies to drop you or a member of your family because you get a serious illness, that makes sense, right? No, that's in the Senate bill. That's in the House bill. It was in all five. Both of those were in all five versions of the Democratic bills. No, not in the Republican bill. Neither one of those. It's just basically protect the insurance companies. It's not serious anyhow. So they wait until a day before the House starts debating on the legislation after we've been working on this for the last 10 months, and they finally come up with a piece of paper. Ridiculous. Also, Harry Reid yesterday said that maybe we're not going to make it this year after all. It may have to go into 2010. Boy, there is no way that we could tolerate that. No way that we could accept that. There is no excuse for not getting it done this year. Get it done before Thanksgiving. Later, Speaker, the Majority Leader sent his spokesperson out to say that, no, the leader had misspoke, that his goal is still to get it done before the end of the year. Boy, I sure as hell hope so. Meanwhile, on health care, at the White House briefing yesterday, I asked Robert Gibbs a very simple question. Okay, you have two versions of the public plan option. Which do you prefer? You would think I could get a simple answer.
On health care, there's a public plan option as part of the House bill, a public plan option, a very different one as part of the Senate bill. Debate starts very soon in both houses. Which version of the public plan option does the president prefer? Which one?
I have not talked specifically to the team about that. The president, as I've said in the past, will evaluate what comes to his desk for choice and competition.
Before that, Isn't it time for the president or important for the president at some point to say, I prefer this one over that one?
The president is very pleased with the progress that we're making and the approach that he's taken to get us to a point where...
Either one?
Now you're back to my first answer. Now you're back to my first answer, which I said, when that bill gets to our desk, we'd be happy to evaluate it.
So you can hear my fellow reporters there in the White House briefing room with my third follow-up. But I got to tell you, that's pretty pathetic on the part of the White House. I mean, now's the time. They just got to get off the fence. They've got to take a stand. They've got to be willing to say, and why wouldn't they say, of course we'd prefer the stronger version. That's what Obama campaigned on. That's what he talked about so much, the strongest possible public plan option. And even the House version is not as strong as it should be. Certainly not single payer, but, you know, it's in the negotiated rates because they don't have enough to have one tied to Medicare. What would be wrong with the White House just saying, we'd much rather have the House version? You know, we understand we may have to compromise, but we'd rather have the tougher one. Couldn't get them to say that yesterday. I don't know why. But I got to tell you, I'm going to keep trying. I'll be back with a parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Imagine taking your overwhelming mound of credit card bills and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings with creditors and having it stop. Well, as great as that sounds, you can't do either. You need to be responsible about your debts. Please do yourself a favor and call the Debt Management Partners at the Genesis Debt Helpline now. We'll show you a way you can be debt-free in a few years. You'll end up writing one monthly payment that you can afford, we'll reduce your late fees and high interest rates, and we'll help stop the harassing phone calls. Listen, if you want to get out of debt, call us right now. We promise you a free debt analysis. Here's our number. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. That's 800-981-7592.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, November 4, my parting shot for today, what a difference a year makes. 1 year ago today, Barack Obama and Democrats won all three, the House, the Senate, and the White House. Yesterday, Barack Obama and Democrats lost two out of three, Virginia and New Jersey, while winning New York's 23rd. So what does it all mean? Well, as we've been talking this morning, both a lot and not a lot. A lot because it is a setback, let's be honest, for Democrats to lose Virginia and New Jersey, especially New Jersey, where Obama really put himself on the line for John Corzine. Yes, Virginia is at best a purple state, but it was starting to turn blue, and it would have stayed blue if Cree Deeds had not run such a lousy campaign. But in the long run, what happened in New York's 23rd is much more important, because it showed that the teabaggers may create havoc inside of the Republican Party, but they're just too extreme for most Americans. One thing for sure, this was no national referendum on President Obama. Losses in New Jersey and Virginia will not hurt his ability to get health care reform. They don't affect his own personal popularity or job approval rating, and they won't even be remembered once the midterm elections of 2010 roll around. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Hey, I'm going to see you on CNN just a little bit from now at 10:15 East Coast time, analyzing election results. President Obama on his way to Madison, Wisconsin. That with all of our good friends on 92.1 The Mic. And he's going to talk about higher education today. Another big day, and we'll wrap it all up for you and take a look at it tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The head of the National Republican Party says it is a big deal winning off-year elections for governor in Virginia and New Jersey.
It's a bellwether for the party.
GOP Chairman Michael Steele on the CBS News Early Show.
It's a party that's really found its voice again and is able to speak to people.
In New Jersey, that belongs to Chris Christie. He beat incumbent Democrat John Corzine. Republican Bob McDonnell won by a landslide in Virginia. Both states went for President Obama last year. Obama campaign manager David Plouffe says too much is being made of what happened yesterday.
These elections tend to be overread in terms of what they mean later.
Exit polls show that strong support from independents and moderates put Republicans over the top in New Jersey and Virginia. In New York State, Bill Owens took advantage of a sharply divided Republican Party to win the open 23rd District Congressional seat. He'll be the first Democrat to hold that seat in 100 years. Turning to the economy, employers announced more than 55,000 layoffs in October, but John Challenger at Challenger Gray and Christmas says that was way down 16% from the month before.
There are still many people, 15.1 million at latest count, unemployed people. So we're seeing many fewer job cuts, but people still aren't getting back to work.
A report that's just been put out by ADP says private sector employment fell by 203,000 in October. ADP says employment could continue to decline for a few more months. Military doctors are seeing a spike in spinal column injuries. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Why is that, Steve?
Well, more are occurring inside MRAP vehicles, long praised by the military for saving lives.
In the case of the MRAP, it's been very, very survivable today.
But now insurgents in Afghanistan are using bombs strong enough to toss the 14-ton blast-resistant vehicles high into the air. And USA Today reports more than 100 American service members have suffered crushed or damaged spinal columns. To try to stop it, they're considering new floor and seat designs. Frank?
Thousands of anti-government demonstrators took to the streets of Tehran today. The police beat some, arrested others, and used tear gas to scatter the crowd. Supporters of the Iranian government were out in force as well to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the American embassy takeover. New Yorker Barry Rosen was one of the Americans who spent 444 days as an embassy hostage.
It's great to have 30 years of my life that I might not have had.
Phoenix, the 20-year-old Iraqi woman whose father allegedly ran her down with his car because she was too westernized, has died. The father is expected to face a murder charge. Police in Cleveland have more work to do at the home of a convicted rapist. They've already found 10 bodies in the house and backyard. S&P futures are up 8 points just ahead of the bell. This is CBS News.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 1.95% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. There were lots of issues on ballots across the state this election day, but maybe the most watched race was in Breckenridge, where voters overwhelmingly decided that possessing small amounts of marijuana should not be a crime.
Breckenridge has really stepped out as a leader in this area. They're recognizing that marijuana is a fundamentally safer drug than alcohol and should be treated in a reasonable manner. People shouldn't be punished for making the safer choice to use marijuana.
Brian Vicente is with Civil Colorado. The vote was mostly symbolic because pot possession is still illegal under state law. Two state port of entry workers are saved after being briefly held hostage by a man with a knife. State troopers responded to the port of entry building on northbound I-25 near Fort Collins last night. Troopers were able to take the suspect into custody.
We're going to be investigating prompted the actions of the suspect and make a determination there.
Trooper David Hall says no one was injured. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are off to their best start in 24 years. The Nuggets are 4 after last night's win over the Pacers in Indiana. And Game 6 of the World Series is tonight in New York. The Phillies need a win over the Yankees to extend the series to a... That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No wrecks or stalls to get in your way, but southbound I-25 really filling in just after 120th, taking you all the way to 84th. We're also seeing speeds dip down into the teens and 20s. These are in the southbound lanes of 225 after Parker Road up towards I-25. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a sunny day, high of about 62, 63 degrees. Currently it's 34. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save big in November at your local Goodyear dealer. Now through November 28th, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-61-TIRES.
Now, from our studios in New York City,
this is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Wednesday, November 4th, 2009, 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. So election night 2009 had some surprises. Joining us this hour to discuss, Melissa Harris-Lacewell from Princeton University, MSNBC's political analyst Lawrence O'Donnell, Jane Hampshire from Fire Dog Lake. She'll be joining us to talk about the latest on health reform, including what Al Gore just told me about Joe Lieberman. Yeah. We're also joined this hour by Cleve Jones, legendary gay rights activist. That's all coming up this hour on The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It starts right now.
The next governor of Virginia, Republican Bob McDonnell, beat out Democratic challenger Cree Deeds. A big victory in Virginia for the Republican candidate. Republicans also won the races for lieutenant governor and for attorney general in Virginia. What was on voters' minds as they went to the polls in the Commonwealth of Virginia? Well, Melissa Rayberger is tracking the exit polls. She joins us now with details. Hi, Melissa. What can you tell us?
Hey, Rachel. Well, we're learning more from our MSNBC exit poll about what was behind Bob McDonnell's victory in Virginia and what it may or may not say about how voters there feel about President Obama. We asked voters whether they cast their ballot in part to show support for or opposition to the president. Nearly one in five said they wanted to show support for the president, while nearly a quarter wanted to demonstrate their opposition. However, the majority, 56%, said the president was not a factor at all in their vote. And while the president may not have been a factor today, neither it seems were some of his core supporters, our MSNBC exit poll shows today's electorate is very, very different from the one that gave President Obama a surprise victory in Virginia a year ago. For one thing, they're older, up to 18%, up from only 11% last year. In contrast, voters under 30, a key Obama constituency, dropped by more than half, 10% this year, compared to 22% back in 2008. All that seems to have worked to McDonald's advantage. He did better among older voters, while Democrat Cree Deeds held a slight advantage among the younger voters. And while black voters were an important part of President Obama's coalition, they made a much smaller percentage of the electorate. Today, only 16% of Virginia voters were African American, down sharply from 20% in 2008. So while many are looking for national trends, today's election in Virginia was a state election decided by a traditional Virginia electorate, very different from the one we saw last year.
Melissa Rayberger monitoring the exit poll data. Thanks for your report. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joining us now is Melissa Harris-Lacewell in our segment only purely based on Melissa's. Melissa Harris-Lacewell is an associate professor of politics and African-American studies at Princeton. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Let me ask you to respond first to some of that exit poll information. The majority in Virginia saying that their vote was not based on Obama, sort of contrary to the common political wisdom that this governor's race is going to be a referendum on the president. Also, an electorate older and whiter, frankly, than that which voted for President Obama because he won Virginia in November 2008. What do you think the implications of that is?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, it's not, remember, exit polls are only getting the people who actually went and voted and came home. Part of the question about whether or not Obama affected your vote were those people who didn't turn out, who weren't excited enough by this candidacy of the Democrat, and also didn't see this connection between having a Democratic governor at the same time that you had a Democratic president as being sufficiently important to get them out to the polls. So despite what we've seen where Republican governors are turning back stimulus package money and that sort of thing, Virginia voters just didn't feel it was important enough to send Barack Obama a Democratic governor in Virginia. On the other hand, you know, I grew up in Virginia, and one of the things about that state is that it's really a bunch of micro-localities. Northern Virginia, really quite different than Central Virginia, quite different than Southern Virginia. And my bet is that if we looked even more closely at these exit poll data, we'd see that the sort of surge of voters that showed up for Obama in 08 are more likely to think of themselves not exclusively as Virginians, and that this is a group of people who think of themselves as Virginians voting for Virginia issues.
Democrat Cree Deeds has been characterized throughout much of this campaign as a weak candidate. Among his strategic choices were rejecting the label of being an Obama Democrat and campaigning quite heavily in Virginia's rural areas. Obama's approval ratings in Virginia are actually still quite high, up over 50%. Do you think that shirking the Obama Democrat label was a bad move?
Yeah. I suspect that part of the reason that Barack Obama carried Virginia in 2008 is because he kept showing up. Virginia felt very well loved in the 2008 election. He showed up and went to different parts of the state. He met with lots of different kinds of folks, really energized the college base there. That's why you had the under 30 voters so strongly engaged in 2008 and not in this one. So yeah, rejecting that and saying that, well, I may be a Democrat, but I don't really have anything to do with Obama, or very little to do with Obama, both made him look desperate at the end when he finally did ask for the president's help, but it also kept him from being able to ride whatever coattails still existed.
On the other side, Bob McDonald's big moment of vulnerability in this campaign when his grad school thesis came to light, which of course freaked me out because I thought, oh, at some point people will realize how boring I am when my grad school thesis comes out. Mr. McDonald was a lot of things. It was not boring. He went to Pat Robertson's Regent University. He wrote that working women and feminists were detrimental to families. Government policies should favor married couples over, and I quote, cohabitators, homosexuals, or fornicators. Cree Deeds used the thesis a lot against McDonald, but it didn't seem to stick.
I have to say that if we didn't want Michelle Obama's undergraduate thesis to be important, we've got to not want McDonald's graduate thesis to be important. I think it's a really tough way to make claims. It was easier in New Jersey where Corzine was really making a claim about the contemporary policies that Chris Christie wanted around issues of mammograms and childbirth. It's pretty tough to say that what someone thought was deeply important in their early 20s continues to be their central defining understanding about gender, family relationships. But, you know, the other thing is it's a conservative state, and there probably are more than a few Virginia voters who do think working women and fornicators are the big problem.
Here's Bob McDonald.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, friends in Virginia. Eight months ago, I applied for the job of governor of Virginia. Tonight, you have hired me. Thank you. To my fellow Virginians, I say I am very humbled and honored with the privilege you've given me tonight. And I thank God for his grace and his divine providence in my life. I am ready to go to work to serve you and to help lead Virginia for the next 4 years. And I want to start by thanking you for giving me an incredibly great Lieutenant Governor, a man of character, a principal leader, Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. And I am so glad to be going to work with someone that every governor needs. That's a good lawyer. Thank you for Attorney General Ken Cuccinello.
Republican Bob McDonald, recognizing his lieutenant governor and attorney general candidates also on the Republican slate. All three statewide Republicans winning in Virginia. Melissa Harris-Lacewell, associate professor of politics and African American studies at Princeton University. We'll be bringing you back later. I hope we're keeping you well-fed and warm in the green room.
Absolutely.
The completely unexpected nail-biter of the night happened in New York City, where Mayor Michael Bloomberg was expected to win his third term by a wide margin, which he had spent lavishly to get, like $100 million lavishly. But after the polls closed, the results were murky. At 9:35 Eastern time, with most of the vote in, the results were so tight that the research company that New York media uses, a company called EMR, first called the race for Bloomberg. Minutes later, the call for Mayor Bloomberg was retracted. Awkward. Then our local NBC affiliate reported that Mayor Bloomberg's Democratic contender, Comptroller William C. Thompson, had already called Mayor Bloomberg to concede. That report said, quote, "It's over." Of course, it wasn't over. And later, our local affiliate backtracked and said there actually had been no concession. Well, now we can finally say that NBC News is projecting that Michael Bloomberg is the next mayor of New York City. But it was a much, much closer race than the polls had predicted, especially considering that Mayor Bloomberg spent over $100 million. And that's just for this election. Over the last three elections he's competed in for his three terms as mayor, Michael Bloomberg has spent nearly $260 million. One man, $260 million. More than $250 million for three terms as mayor of New York City. If voter turnout turns out to have been anything like it was the last time he ran in 2005, Mayor Bloomberg will have spent, per each New Yorker's vote, approximately $77.52 per vote. Before the polls closed, Mayor Bloomberg was spending a whopping $35,000 an hour. So the roughly 120 seconds it's taken me to tell you this story would be a steal for him at about $1,200.
The Rachel Maddow Show is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Protect your important files. Back up your computer today with Carbonite.com.
Things have gotten pretty busy at work lately, but that doesn't mean everything else is on hold. I still need someone to paint my kitchen, fix the shower head, and my pickup still needs a tune-up every once in a while. I know there's a lot of contractor review sites out there, but the one that I trust is Angie's List. Let me tell you why. Angie's List doesn't accept anonymous reviews, and their certified data process prevents companies from reporting on themselves or their competitors. You know that every review is from a real consumer that had an actual experience with the company. Angie's List also has a live call center and a dedicated team that'll go to bat for you if a project goes south. Try getting that from one of those other review sites. Angie's List has reviews in more than 400 categories like plumbers, remodelers, doctors, dentists. Join today at www.angieslist.com or call 888-888-LIST. That's www.angieslist.com or 888-888-LIST.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Slow going between North Glen and...
I love to shop, but I want to know how to be smart about it. And I don't want to have to look all over town for the best deals. The Denver Post is like having my own personal shopper. Every day, the Post is filled with special sales, discount offers, lots of coupons and advertising inserts I won't find anywhere else. And I want to know how to get the best, most exclusive offers. So I registered at DenverPostPerks.com. It's a website filled with special deals just for Post subscribers like me. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you can.
could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
This Veterans Day, it'll be easy to find better prices on beds. It just won't be so easy to find better beds. So you can get a bed not designed specifically for your body, on sale. Or the kind of bed that drives millions of couples to sleep separately, on sale. Or a bed that actually may cause back pain instead of relieving it, on sale. Or you can get a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number Bed at a Sleep Number Center, where queen-size mattresses start at just $6.99. And during our Veterans Day sale, save up to $500 on our special edition Sleep Number Bed sets, available for a limited time, only while supplies last. Everybody has a sleep number. Find yours before our Veterans Day sale ends on November 15th at only one place. A Sleep Number Center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Northfield at Stapleton, Flatiron Crossing, and Park Meadows.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's the Rachel Maddow Show. You're on Air America Radio.
Here for analysis is activist Cleve Jones, whose career in politics began as a friend and colleague of San Francisco's first openly gay city supervisor, Harvey Milk. Mr. Jones now works with the labor organization Unite Here. Cleve, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
States are 0-30 on voting for marriage equality, which is why these ballot initiatives are much more often put on the ballot by the anti-gay marriage forces, not those supporting it. Why has this been such a hard issue to win with voters?
Well, I think we're up against a lot of deeply rooted prejudices and considerable ignorance about what the real issues are. As much as the opposition attempts to phrase this constantly as a debate about sexuality or about religion, in our opinion, the debate is about the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution and its guarantee of equal protection under the law.
So much of the fight on Prop 8 in California was funded and organized by the Mormon Church, one of the prime movers in favor of Question 1. The anti-gay marriage side in Maine has been particularly the Portland Diocese of the Roman Catholic Church. I know that you say it's not an issue of religion, but will progress on this issue ultimately happen because of change that happens within communities of faith, progressive Catholics, progressive Mormons moving their own churches on these issues?
Yes, you know, 30 years ago when Harvey Milk was leading us in the fight against the Briggs Initiative, he kept pointing out the importance of coming out of the closet and the role that that plays, because so many of these people who are manipulated into voting against us by tapping into these kinds of fears don't really know us. As angry as I get with some of the religious leaders who continue to exploit this issue, I continue to believe firmly that people of faith, regardless of their faith, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, whatever, I think all people of faith are potential allies in this struggle for equality under the law. This is a pluralistic society. We have one constitution, we have one Bill of Rights, and we have only one class of citizenship. So it's still early to see what's happened here. I'm encouraged by what apparently has been a real uptick in youth turnout. We see a real shift in opinion based on generation. But I also think it's important for everybody to understand that regardless of the outcome in Maine or in Washington or Kalamazoo, gay people remain second-class citizens in this country and will continue to remain second-class citizens until we get action from the President, from the Congress, and the United States Supreme Court. And I deeply regret that President Obama did not seize this opportunity to speak out against this initiative in Maine and for the initiative in Washington. This is a far cry from the fierce advocacy that he had promised us in his campaign.
As you say, Cleve, President Obama did not weigh in on question one. I'm, without getting too into the weeds here for people who probably don't have as big a history as both you and I do on gay rights issues, just as people who are openly gay, and in your case, as a lifelong activist on gay rights issues, is it true that we should expect more pressure on the president from activists, even as the gay rights establishment professes to be so happy with him for what he's done thus far?
Well, I think it's pressure on the president, but equally important on the Congress and the Supreme Court. True equality can only come from the federal government. Even if we win in Maine, same-sex couples still are denied the most important rights that are granted to heterosexual couples through marriage. Those are the rights determined by the federal government, of course. So those of us who marched in Washington on October 11th for some time now have been trying to shift the conversation. And I think we're doing that bit by bit, making it clear to people that just as the great heroes of the civil rights movement in 1963 understood that they would have to continue to fight in places like Birmingham and Selma and Montgomery, but they set their sights on Washington, D.C., and succeeded in passing the Civil Rights Act and then the Voting Rights Act. I think we're at a similar place in our history today.
Activist Cleve Jones, thank you very much for your time. It's great to have your insight.
Thank you.
Joining us now is ethical analyst Lawrence O'Donnell, who, as a former aide to New York Senator Patrick Moynihan, spent a good deal of time in New York's lovely 23rd. Lawrence, thanks for being here.
A beautiful congressional district.
Yeah, a big one, too.
The thing to know about this was absolutely winnable by a Democrat. Owens was no one's first choice for the Democratic candidate up there. There's a guy named Daryl Albertine, who's in the state Senate. They couldn't take him out of the state Senate because they have a margin of exactly one in the state Senate for the Democrats. Okay, so they had to keep him there. There were others who DCCC tried to lure into the race, and they wouldn't do it because this district is going to disappear in redistricting after the 2010 census. It is surrounded by Democratic districts. It's going to get chopped up, and it's going to be represented by a few other people, and the 23rd will no longer exist.
When it does get chopped up, when there is a new 23rd, is it expected to be a Republican or a Democratic district?
It will be Democrat, because what they're going to do is simply slice into it from the surrounding Democratic seats and preserve all those Democratic seats and give each one of those districts just enough of the difficult Republican part for them to survive.
We went back in researching this race when it became such a national profile. We went back, and I would not, if you held me underwater, I wouldn't try to save my life with this information, but we, I think, figured out that this district was represented more recently by a member of the Whig Party than it was by a Democrat. Mm-hmm. It's been Republican back well into the 19th century, but times have just changed.
And Barack Obama won it last time, which everyone knows. Senator Moynihan used to win it as a district. Hamilton County, one of the counties, and he couldn't win that one county.
Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC political analyst. Thank you very much. Really
appreciate
it. Pleasure.
Good
to see you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Imagine losing everything on your computer. Important files, emails, photos, gone. What a nightmare. That's why I use and recommend Carbonite Online Backup. Ricky, tell us why Carbonite is so important to you.
We never think that it could ever happen to us, that a computer could crash and take everything away. A lot of us just don't have the time to back things up to a hard disk. I'm a perfect example of what Carbonite was looking for when they formed the idea for this service, because I'm one of those guys that just didn't take the time to sit down and do the backups that are necessary to protect the work that's so important to me. And it is not if your hard drive fails, but when your hard drive fails. Your hard drive is going to fail. All of those photographs, all of those documents would be completely gone. So what's on my hard drive is as important to me as it is to anybody else. It was very easy. Carbonite makes everything so easy online to sign up to protect your files. And then once you do it, you forget about it. I did. I always knew that Carbonite was there because the icon was on my desktop. But I didn't think about it. I still didn't worry about it. And then that day came when that thunderstorm came through and took my power off, and I knew I was going to have to reformat that hard drive. As long as there's a Carbonite, I'm going to be a customer.
thanks, Ricky. You know, my files are important to me as well, and that's why I use Carbonite to protect them. Carbonite has recovered over 2 billion files. It automatically backs up your PC or your Mac whenever you're connected to the Internet, and it's just $54.95 for the entire year. That's less than $5 a month. If your computer crashes, you would panic at first, of course, but you'd be so relieved to know that you have Carbonite. You can recover your files with just a few clicks. I trust Carbonite to protect my important files, and I have a special deal. Only available if you use my offer code Rachel. It's a 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with any subscription. Go to Carbonite.com today, and before you do anything else, enter the offer code Rachel for the free trial and 2 months free when you subscribe. Remember, Carbonite.com, offer code Rachel.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Southbound 25, pretty nasty still due to an earlier crash on the southbound side around the Boulder Turnpike. Delays all the way back to 120th. Also stop and go after I-70, taking you past Spear. A couple new crashes northbound I-25 as you approach 6th Avenue. Also a car versus deer accident on Parker near Hess Road. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, seasonal, high around 61 degrees. Could be a little windy too. Our current downtown temperature is 39 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get great prices at Walmart on great gift items this Saturday, November 7th, like an HP laptop for only $298. Start Saturday at 8 a.m. Price and availability may vary in Hawaii, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. Quantities are limited. No rain checks. Model G60 519WM. Minimum 10 laptops per store. Save money, live better, Walmart.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500. Which means no car payments, ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
I'm very conservative. I mean, with a public system like this and throwing the Constitution out the window.
Nobody's throwing the Constitution out the window. You're making that up. And if you guys would have won, there'd be a bunch of poor old people living on the streets. So thank God you didn't. And just like you guys tried to say Medicare was unconstitutional, which you lost at that too. And if you would have won, there'd have been a bunch of old sick people living on the streets. So thank God you didn't.
Mario Solis Marich.
I'm fired up.
Afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I won't say I told you so either.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show. You're on Air America Radio.
It's Decision 2009, and we're continuing our very special, demonstrably overexcited off-year election day coverage here on this show. But the single biggest political issue in the country remains health reform. And there was big news in the health reform fight. In the spring and summer, you might recall that President Obama said he wanted and expected to get health reform bills through both houses of Congress before the August recess.
I'm confident that both the House and the Senate are going to produce a bill before the August recess.
But I really want to get it done by the August recess.
The urgency for both the House and the Senate to finish their critical work on health reform before the August recess.
That did not happen. That, in fact, did not come anywhere close to happening. At the time, the political diagnosis was that the delay was essentially a Republican victory, one that put health reform at risk. But just moments after acknowledging that the Republican opposition strategy to health reform is to delay action on it, the top Democrat in the Senate, Harry Reid, announced to reporters further delays. He's now not even promising to get anything passed this year.
They are only trying to delay and stall things.
Are you going to pass health care reform this year?
We are going. Here's what we're going to do with health care. First of all, we're not going to be bound by any timelines.
First of all, we're not going to be bound by any timelines? Like there's some urgency about not being bound by any timeline? That sound you hear in the distance is Republican cheering. Beyond the so far very successful delay, delay, delay strategy, the best hope for the opposition to health reform remains the United States Senate, where Senate rules allow a filibuster, where Republicans can block a vote on health reform as long as they can get just one Democrat to cross the aisle and join them. So far, Joe Lieberman is the only member of the Democratic caucus who has signed up for that job, publicly announcing his plans to filibuster if the Senate bill includes a public option. Can Joe Lieberman be stopped from his one-man plan to kill health reform? The answer to that probably depends on how much leverage the Democratic leadership is willing to use against him. And how much leverage they have to use against him may depend on whether Joe Lieberman stands alone. A handful of other conservative Democrats still theoretically could decide to join Mr. Lieberman and the Republicans in blocking the vote. One potential Lieberman ally is Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas. Senator Lincoln was reportedly at the White House meeting one-on-one with President Obama. That meeting taking place against the backdrop of new Research 2000 polling, which shows broad support for a public option in Arkansas and political risk for Senator Lincoln if she opposes it, particularly if she goes so far as to join a Republican and filibuster. Meanwhile, Joe Lieberman's own resolve to kill health reform was the subject of the biggest, strangest, windingest, most suspicious not-election news story of the day. First, the Hill newspaper reported that Senator Lieberman wasn't going to filibuster after all. They cited two sources in reporting that Lieberman had reached a, quote, private understanding with Harry Reid that he would not block a final vote on health reform. Given the fact that Mr. Lieberman spent the last couple of weeks talking about how awesome it would be to block a final vote on health reform, single-handedly destroying the public option by way of joining a Republican filibuster, the Hill's reporting that he didn't mean any of it was regarded as big news early in the day. Then, drama. Both senators' offices, both Senator Reid's office and Senator Lieberman's office, denied the story. Harry Reid's spokesman held on to a touch of optimism, telling the Plumb Line's Greg Sargent, quote, there is no such understanding, but then going on to say that he hoped they'd have Lieberman's vote anyway. Joe Lieberman's press spokesman went for sarcasm in his denial, telling anyone who would listen, quote, if you believe this story, you will also believe that I am replacing A-Rod in Game 6 of the series. There's absolutely no private understanding. Whether or not Joe Lieberman's press guy also has a painting of himself as a centaur hanging over his bed, I do not know. But he is making clear that Joe Lieberman's near-constant threats to kill health reform are still in force. Adding to the drama is this. I had the chance to interview former Vice President Al Gore. The entire interview will air on tomorrow's show. It's some good stuff. He makes some news. Please be sure to tune in. I'm looking forward to you seeing it. But since Senator Lieberman was Mr. Gore's running mate in 2000, I asked Al Gore about Lieberman's role in the health reform debate. Not only did Mr. Gore say that he is still in touch with Senator Lieberman these days, check out what he said about where he thinks this is all going. one other contentious person in today's politics who you've had a very close association with, is Senator Joe Lieberman, your running mate in 2000. His politics have changed a lot since then. He's now an independent. He's now personally threatening to be the guy who kills health reform, to stand with Republicans and filibuster health reform because he's against the public option. Do you have any continuing relationship with him at
sure,
all?
Sure, sure.
Do you, I guess I'll just ask this in a pointed way. Do you regret the sort of turbo boost you gave to his career by picking him as your running mate, given how he has changed in his politics in the 8 years or 9 years since?
Well, short answer is no. We were very close friends in the Senate. We're still friends. And he was right and forceful on many of the issues that I felt were central, including global warming. He's been one of the leaders on that issue, on women's rights, on a whole range of issues. I disagree with him on a lot of the issues that have become more prominent since then. But I would urge people to wait until the denouement of this health care debate to see where it falls out, because I do believe that Harry Reid is going to be successful in passing it fairly soon.
Wait until the denouement. Wait until the denouement of this health care debate to see where it falls out. What explains this faith that Joe Lieberman won't kill health reform, even as he promises over and over and over again on the record that he will? Joining us now is Jane Hampshire, founder and publisher of FireDogLake.com. As an activist, Jane has pushed aggressively for Democrats to be held in line in favor of health reform. Jane, thanks very much for being here.
Good to be here.
What do you think explains the faith, by anonymous sources to The Hill, by Vice President Gore speaking with me, that Joe Lieberman doesn't mean it when he says he'll kill health reform?
Well, on Election Day, we're watching turnout among Democrats in Virginia be, sub-zero. Democrats in Virginia decided that they would stay home and wash their hair tonight rather than turn out for Creed Eads, who said that he, as a governor, would opt out of the public option. So Joe Lieberman tanking the public option, something that the Democratic base is very attached to, could take down not only, you know, Harry Reid for his poor leadership skills and keeping Joe in check, but actually the entire Democratic Party in 2010. Midterm elections, as many have commented, are driven by the base showing up, and the Republicans are doing a great job. We thought those teabaggers were willing to, you know, grit their teeth and drive through hail to get there, and the Democrats didn't show up. So, you know, if they can't deliver on health care in a way that the base finds meaningful, they may be looking at a really bad situation in 2010 created by Joe Lieberman.
But in trying to understand this drama and trying to report on how this is going to play out, I really don't understand the distance between what Lieberman is saying in public and what people are saying to trust about him in private. Is it wishful thinking? Is it insight into how Senator Lieberman approaches these things? I mean, I know that you were a big part of the Ned Lamont campaign against Joe Lieberman that caused him to lose the Democratic primary in 2006. What do you think explains this?
Well, Joe likes to be in this situation. He's the Carrie Prejean of the Senate. You know, he revels in this. And the Democrats, if they had to go to reconciliation to pass health care, and they are committed to passing health care, you know, it wouldn't break my heart. But, you know, they've got a problem here with Joe. If they have to do that, it's not going to be good. They don't want to do that. They would rather just have the members of the caucus show up. But I will agree with Harry Reid on one thing. I don't actually think more time hurts us. There's a lot of bad parts of this bill, in addition to the Senate's not very good, public option. There's also Anna Eshoo, the, you know, Congresswoman from Pharma's bill on life-saving biologic drugs. That was the only part of the Republican health care plan released that was taken over from the Democratic bill. And the more time that we have to tell people about things like that, you know, breast cancer survivors like myself, you know, get to learn that how these will protect in monopoly the drugs that could save our lives that cost $50,000-$100,000 a year to have, you know, that's good for us. I think that the more time we've had in the public option has been good as more people have found out about it. So I'm not opposed to it taking more time.
I think the arbiter of whether it's a person feels optimistic or pessimistic about the whether more time means a greater likelihood of health reform has to do with whether or not you think the momentum is with pro-health reform forces right now or the antis. You obviously think it's with the pro-health reform forces. That's why you're an optimist. But let me ask you about one other aspect of this. Senator Lincoln meeting with President Obama, you've said in the past on this show that if she joins a filibuster, she will get a primary challenger. Where do you put the odds right now on her going there, her joining Lieberman, and how are you feeling about Ben Nelson as well?
Blanche Lincoln is just not going to go there. I just don't think she'll do it. She's up for election in 2010. And in a dodgy year when Democratic turnout is going to be suppressed, she needs the help of the White House and the DSCC. Ben Nelson, he's not up for election, and he's in a red state, and they always let him run off the reservation. And having Joe out there, you know, as I said, they like to do these things in pairs. Nobody wants to be out there by themselves. Joe acts as a lightning rod for this kind of stuff. So, you know, we need to know where Ben Nelson stands, and he hasn't said anything yet.
Jane Hampshire, founder and publisher of Fire Dog Lake, thanks very much for joining us. You know the opposition takes notes when you are on this show.
Thanks, Rachel.
The Rachel Maddow Show is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Your life is on your computer. Protect your irreplaceable files today with Carbonite.com.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Stop and go in a few spots for us right now, eastbound.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. You don't even have to bring in the other store's ad. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
New study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Bila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5175. Call 800-948-5175. That's 800-948-5175.
If you could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you?
You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Visit OurCleanWorld.com and find out how you can get $10 off your next purchase. That's OurCleanWorld.com.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Big news at this hour is the defeat of incumbent Democratic Governor John Corzine in the state of New Jersey.
Thank you very much. You guys have been cheering me on and giving me courage and giving me strength throughout this campaign. And I love you and I thank you all very much for being here every step of the way. A few minutes ago, I called Mr. Christie and congratulated him on becoming New Jersey's next governor. I want you to know that Chris was gracious in his response, and we will work hard together to make sure that the transition is smooth, that we are able to do everything that serves the people of this great state. That's my responsibility. That's our responsibility. It's my administration's responsibility, and I know we'll live up to it. So thank you. It's been a long, hard-fought campaign, and for everyone that put their heart and soul into it, and I know so many of you here tonight did, and I could not be more grateful for everything that you've done.
Governor John Corzine of New Jersey conceding the race as Chris Christie, the Republican candidate, unseats him for the governorship of New Jersey. Joining us now is Melissa Harris-Lacewell. She's Associate Professor of Politics and African American Studies at Princeton University, which last time I checked was in New Jersey. Melissa, thanks for staying with us.
Thanks, Mom.
Gubernatorial election in New Jersey was a competitive race. Governor Corzine's approval rating heading into it was 39%. Should this have been, a less unexpected result?
Well, I mean, I took this one pretty personally. I stumped for Governor Corzine. I have a daughter who's in the public schools in New Jersey, and so I take very seriously what goes on in local politics there. I'm a property taxpayer, which is quite a burden. Mm. So I cared a great deal about this race. And I'll say that on the one hand, even though the approval ratings were low, there was a great deal of uncertainty about what was going on, both with Christie as well as with Daggett. I think one of the biggest surprises tonight is that Daggett, who is the independent running, actually comes in at only around 5%, I think, on the last reporting, which is quite a bit lower than we expected. I think there was some sense that maybe the independent mood in New Jersey would have led more independent voters to sort of protest vote for Daggett. That might have swung this race for John Corzine. It just didn't turn out that way this time.
Mr. Daggett, not a third-party candidate on the in line with the Doug Hoffman Conservative Party race, running as a former Republican but as an independent who didn't easily line up either left or right in New Jersey. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was on the mailing list of all three of these candidates. I'd like to see what they would send out, the kinds of things they would say. And he clearly wasn't taking any particularly socially conservative perspective. You know, New Jersey Republicans, or those who are independent who ended up breaking Republican in this election, are really talking about fiscal issues rather than social issues.
Chris Christie, again, the former U.S. attorney for the state of New Jersey, who has unseated Democratic Governor John Corzine there. John Corzine spent almost $17 million in this race. President Obama won this state by 57%. President Obama visited the state several times and campaigned for him. Do you think that New Jersey will be seen as a purple state because of this? Do you think this is a race that goes beyond the personalities of these two individual candidates?
Well, you know, we've heard a lot over the past few months about the idea that we're turning into a socialist capitalist nation, and I've been very critical of that. But if you can't buy the governor's mansion for $17 million, in fact, maybe we are socialists. And I'm disturbed by our inability to buy the governor's mansion for $17 million. I mean, if we already have it, we could even keep it for that amount. But so, I mean, there's, you know, so there's parts of me that like that the candidate who served, you know, in this kind of role of change wins. I mean, in other words, those are the things that make me say this is not necessarily a referendum on Barack Obama, that in fact it might be the exact same impulse that supported President Obama, this sense of we want change, we want something new, we don't like the kind of personal attacks, which as much as I supported John Corzine, I was very critical of his attacks on what looked like the personal characteristic of Mr. Christie's obesity. I mean, those were the sorts of things that I think people said, wait a minute, that's exactly the kind of politics that we've voted out. Now, what I think Corzine failed to do was to really brand himself, and I think it's one of the failures that the Obama administration is currently also having problems with, to say, here are the things that I have done, here are the things that are my my greatest accomplishments. Over and over again in New Jersey, I would run into voters who couldn't tell me what it was that John Corzine had done. And I think that kind of failure to brand is exactly the kinds of failures coming out of the White House right now.
We may be able to shed some more light on that sort of nuance with our exit polls. Melissa Rayberger has been tracking the exit polls from New Jersey. She joins us now with some of those details. Melissa, thanks for joining us again.
Well, hi, Rachel. As you've been talking about, much has been made about whether today's vote in New Jersey was a referendum on President Barack Obama. And while voters today narrowly elected Republican Chris Christie, our MSNBC exit polls suggest that vote was not necessarily a rejection of the president. The majority of New Jersey voters, 57% today, said they approve of the job that President Obama is doing, while 42% do not. As to whether that played a role in today's election, voters who wanted to cast their vote in part to send a message were evenly split, with 1 in 5 saying they voted to show support for the president and another 1 in 5 expressing their opposition. But the majority, 60%, said President Obama was not a factor. And just like Virginia, the voters in New Jersey this year were older than the ones who handed Mr. Obama the victory last year. Younger voters didn't show up today. The number of voters under 30 dropped by nearly half to 9% from 17. And while senior citizens made up 19% of the electorate compared to 15% in 2008. And again, that worked the Republicans' advantage, with Christie doing well among older voters while Corzine held a slight advantage among those under 30. As for those in between, about a quarter of the voters were 30 to 44. They went narrowly for Christie, and a year ago, a solid 59% of those voters cast their ballot for President Obama.
Melissa Rayberger monitoring the exit poll data for us. Thanks for that report on what happened in New Jersey. Melissa Harris-Lacewell still with us. Looking at those exit polls, again, it's a very different electorate that turned out in 2009 than turned out in 2008. Is that worrisome for Democrats, to the extent that their get-out-the-vote effort might have been a one-shot deal?
Well, I suspect it's not really a one-shot deal. I mean, off-year elections, midterm elections, are always a smaller and more partisan electorate than in a general election for the president. I think the big concern is whether or not, not so much 2012, but 2010. Mm-hmm. Will the people who turn out in 2010 for the congressional races be the 2008 voters, or will they be the 2009 voters? You know, it's easy to say, well, all politics are local, and this isn't really about, you know, national issues, but the fact is, these congressional races, some statewide, you know, races, obviously a third of the Senate is up, but it's not a national race that President Obama is facing next. It is exactly these kinds of local races.
Melissa Harris-Lacewell, Associate Professor of Politics and African American Studies at Princeton University. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Picture this. You're working on an important document when all of a sudden your computer crashes. Hours of hard work gone instantly. It can happen to any computer at any time. That's why Carbonite Online Backup is a must-have on my computers. Carbonite has recovered over 2 billion files that otherwise would have been lost forever. It automatically backs up your PC or your Mac whenever you're connected to the Internet, and it's just $54.95 for the entire year. That's less than $5 a month. Your work is important. Back it up with Carbonite today. If your computer crashes, you'll be so relieved you have Carbonite. With Carbonite, I know that my important files are going to be protected. Now, here's a special deal. Only if you use my offer code, Rachel. It's a 15-day free trial, plus you get 2 months free with any subscription. So go to Carbonite.com now. Enter the offer code Rachel for the free trial and 2 months free when you subscribe. Remember, Carbonite.com, offer code Rachel.
Are you freaking out? Or maybe just...
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680. It's that easy. Call now.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's the latest sign that bad times won't last forever.
Planned job cuts announced by U.S. employers declined for the third consecutive month in October, falling 16%.
For a total of just under 56,000 layoffs, according to John Challenger at Challenger, Gray & Christmas.
It was the lowest job cut total we've seen since March of 2008.
A second jobs report from ADP says overall private sector employment fell by 203,000 in October. ADP expects unemployment to peak at 10.1%. It says employment could begin to pick up early next year. For some families, a cute kid could be a ticket out of hard times. CBS's Steve Cathan has that.
More kids want to be models.
I want to do modeling because I want to be on magazines and on TV.
And in this show world, who can blame them? For parents, there's another motivation. Money. In a tough economy with college to pay for, any income helps. One New York agency tells the Wall Street's been a 50% increase in applications. But with ad firms cutting budgets, competition for jobs is tougher than ever. Steve Cathan, CBS News.
Republican National Chairman Michael Steele tells the CBS News Early Show the GOP is on the move again. Republicans won both governor's races that were at stake yesterday. It was a landslide in Virginia.
The governor-elect of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bob McDonnell!
In New Jersey, the race was tight, but Republican Chris Christie drew enough support from moderates and independents who voted for President Obama last year to beat incumbent Democrat John Corzine. In a race to fill an open congressional seat, Democrats took advantage of a conservative versus moderate split in the Republican ranks to win New York's 23rd congressional district for the first time in more than a century.
That particular race could have been easily by a united Republican Party, but they were unable to produce it.
Political analyst Larry Sabato. A man who was framed for murder is getting his day before the Supreme Court. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The Obama administration tells the Supreme Court prosecutors should have absolute immunity from lawsuits, even in cases such as Terry Harrington's, an African-American teenager wrongly convicted of murder when prosecutors fabricated evidence. The truth came out 25 years after he was thrown in prison.
I had to survive by any means necessary, emotionally, physically.
Harrington says when prosecutors act as investigators and violate constitutional rights, they should be held liable.
In Cairo, Secretary of State Clinton tried to reassure Arab leaders the United States can act as an honest broker between Israel and the Palestinians.
Our goal is a real state with real sovereignty, with the kind of borders that will enable the people of Palestine to make decisions about where they live and what they do on their own.
Clinton says the United States has not backed away from its demand for a freeze on Jewish settlements in the West Bank. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 64 points. This is CBS News.
I don't start my holiday shopping until I get the holiday entertaining and gift catalog.
Sam's Club member, Carol Farabee.
It's over 40 months, so it's simple to check off everyone's wish list. And you can't beat the prices.
Like a Samsung N130 netbook for just $349. And a Bose headphone bundle for just $149.62.
Plays electronics. Jewelry.
It's only in your local paper, Wednesday, November 4th. Not a member? Use a one-day pass and join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is steel-cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal-cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Pot smoking and property taxes had Colorado voters going in different directions on Election Day. January 1st, it'll be legal for adults in Breckenridge to have an ounce or less of pot in the pipe to smoke it with. Brian Bassetti is with the group Sensible Colorado, which put the issue on the ballot.
It says a lot about Colorado. I think people are tired of our draconian drug laws and are ready to try some new policies out.
Pot possession still remains a state crime for people without medical clearance. Ballot rejections include a tax hike for schools in Greeley, a library improvement district in Aurora, and a property tax increase in Colorado Springs. Denver voters also said no to a plan to let police impound the cars of unlicensed drivers. Providers of medical marijuana need to do more than just give pot to their patients. That's the decision by the State Health Board, which is temporarily redefining the word caregiver to force dispensaries to offer multiple services to patients. State Health Director Jim Martin.
Providing groceries, taking them to doctor's appointments, and so on.
The board will meet again next month to decide whether to make the language in the new law permanent. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are off to their best start in 24 years. The Nuggets are 4-0. They beat the Pacers last night in Indiana. And it's Game 6 of the World Series tonight in New York. The Phillies need to beat the Yankees to extend the series to a seventh game. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a couple different accidents. One of them northbound I-25 on that approach to 6th Avenue. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens from about Downing all the way up towards that crash scene. We've got a three-car wreck. This is westbound C-470 and I-70. Sounds like it's starting to hang things up on the west side. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 62, 63 degrees today and sunny skies. Currently, it is 39. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale. 3 days only, this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of items throughout the store for 3 full days. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hear AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Thing changes fast. I'd have, you know, my head would spin around like Linda Blair if I were a stock trader. It's up 100, 97, 99, yeah, 90, 100, back to 100.
It's 100.
Okay, 97, Dow's up 97. 6 minutes after the,
96.
1-800, 1-800-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website, check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. You can tweet Chris LaVoy.
Yes, at Radio Guy Chris. GoCaps22 just tweeted me and said, speaking as one of those Obama voters from Virginia, it was not a referendum on Obama, but on Deeds being a douche.
Oh, it was the Joe Lieberman factor.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
It's the douche factor.
Yeah.
Well known.
I guess Deeds was kind of a douche.
I told you my nephew's from Virginia.
Yeah.
He just said he was not a very good candidate. And anyway, but I, as usual, think the mainstream media totally missing the big story of the day. If only there was someone that specialized in the big story of the day that could join me for the right-wing world. Carl Frisch from Media Matters for America. Good morning, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So nobody's talking about the complete implosion of the Republican Party in New York. by eating their own. They ate scozzafaza fava with a nice Chianti.
Yes, and it was delicious.
And seriously, do you know that Democrat has not won? A Whig is the last non-Republican that was elected in that seat.
Right, and I guess we had to settle for a Republican beard this time on the right. The interesting thing is that you've got a lot of conservatives in the media, especially trying to paint this as 1993 lead up to 1994 all over again. They're playing on people's ignorance because, unlike a lot of people, I remember 1993. And in 1993, Republicans won the governorship in New Jersey and in Virginia, yes. But they also won the mayorship in Los Angeles and the mayorship in New York City. And there was no election for mayor in Los Angeles because the Democrat won that a long time ago, outright in the primary.
Right.
And the Republican mayor of New York is no longer a Republican, and he barely held on.
That's right.
Yep.
So then what else is on the playing field because of those four races being out of the way? And that gives them a 50-50 of what they got in 93. Is a special election for Congress in a district that hasn't elected a Democrat since before the Civil War.
Yeah, exactly.
And they lost it.
And this, more importantly, Carl, was the Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Fox News candidate. You talk about this week in Media Matters, that these conservative candidates were all over stumping on Fox in the lead.
Like 118 minutes or something like that alone of Christie and McDonnell and their favorite guy, Hoffman, on Fox News and related hosts' radio shows in the few days leading up to the election. So had Hoffman won, I imagine that watching Fox News would have been like watching Skinamax.
All right, let's get started in right wing world. Representative Eric Cantor, Carl, of the largest Adam's apple in the Republican Party, except for Ann Coulter.
This is a warning shot to the moderate Democrats to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we ought to try another way. Maybe there is a better way.
Aha. Uh-huh. This is a warning shot to Democrats,
Isn't
you see.
Is it a warning shot to Republicans? I mean,
yeah.
It seems to me that as long as less than 20% of this country is willing to identify as having an R next to their name, that they're going to have, and especially when you watch the Tea Partiers all over the news last night proclaiming that this was only the beginning and that they were going to continue to push the moderates out of the party.
Yep.
And they've got, a wish list,
As we mentioned earlier, an unfortunate choice of words for a man named Dick Armey, but he said this is just the tip of the spear.
Right. He's
New York
going
race.
To use these races all over the country to make money for himself.
That's right.
Because as we all know, he uses that front group that he has, his little AstroTurf organization, to make money for his clients and in turn make money for himself. And they're not going to stop. I think that they're actually traveling to another race as we speak to get another candidate going.
Good. Let's hope they're just as successful as they were in New York. Governor Haley Barbour, Republican of Mississippi, of course, spinning this as a complete repudiation of the president.
I do think his policies are having a tremendous impact on these elections, and that his policies are hurting Democrats, both in Virginia and in New Jersey, where people are concerned about jobs, about spending, about debt. And all they're hearing from Washington is about health care reform that's going to cost more money, drive up their health insurance rates, and about energy policy that's going to cost more money, cost jobs, make energy more expensive. That's not helping the Democrats. It's hurting the Democrats.
Wow.
He, of all people, should know what happened last night. I mean, all you have to do is slow it down a lot for him to get it, I think. I'm surprised, or am I really, that nobody challenged him on those comments, because in reality, what you've got is two states where the Republican nominees refused to attack Barack Obama, refused to attack his policies, and ran fairly moderate campaigns. Even though McDonnell was a right-wing conservative, he did not let that show.
Exactly.
And then in the one, and polls results, exit polls, said that nobody voted because of Barack Obama one way or the other. And if they did, it was about the same numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the one race in the this entire country that has an impact on what happens in Washington, where the candidates actually campaigned on issues that are happening in Washington, you know, the ones that Barack Obama has a touch on, was the New York special congressional race that Democrats haven't won in 150 years. So I'm going to keep saying that.
Yes.
The conservatives lost. So if anything, it's a repudiation of the do-nothing.
Yes. Folk. Thank you. Well, you know, it's hard to find political analysis so reasoned as Bill O'Reilly, who has this all.
I think it was mostly the health care mess that is hurting Obama. That's my opinion. I can't really back it up, but I think you'll see subsequent interviews saying that it was the health care mess that's hurt Obama most.
Did he just pull that? Did he admit he just pulled that out of his ass, Carl?
Yeah, you know, the later the night gets, the more honest Bill O'Reilly gets, you know. had it been a squeaker all night long, we might have been hearing about loofahs and falafels.
Carl Rove on the O'Reilly Show.
There are things that he has done that he did not lead us to believe that he would do. He led us to believe that he would be cautious on deficits. Oh. He wasn't cautious on deficits. Oh. He led us to believe that he would, quote, scrub the budget and end government programs that would not work. He's instead gone on a spending spree. He led us to believe that he would be reluctant to bail out the car companies. He put more money into it. He did a bunch of stuff that we were not led to believe well before health care, and then along came health care. Remember, he ran campaign ads calling, quote, government-run health care was, quote, extreme, and that's not how he's governed. Mm. So I think he has undermined the confidence of the American people.
Huh. Interesting when 70% of the American people seem to want health care reform, Carl, with a public option.
He campaigned on it the entire time. And
don't you love when he talks about deficits?
You can just have technical by throwing the word quote in the middle of a sentence.
Right.
Yeah, don't you love when people like Karl Rove talk about deficits? Like, thanks for handing off this big surplus. Yeah, huh?
They'll quote the CBO, they'll quote the General Accountability Office all they want, but they refuse to accept the fact that the deficit Obama's playing with right now, only a couple $100 billion are from Barack Obama, and the bulk of it's from George W. Bush.
Yes, thank you, and his unnecessary war and his tax cuts for the rich.
From, quote, George W. Bush.
Right.
Quote. Oh, well, that sounds much better, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Eric Cantor on Hannity. On the Virginia race.
What this is tonight, this victory here led by Bob McDonnell, is a warning shot.
Oh,
and it says to the moderate Democrats in the House, they ought to think twice about continuing to pursue the policies being proposed by this White House and Nancy Pelosi. Enough with the extreme agenda. We need to return back to the common sense, conservative principles of free markets, of individual responsibility, of entrepreneurialism. That's what made this country great. And we ought to say no to the government takeover of health care that is being proposed on the floor of the House this week.
Again, you know what? I'm surprised nobody called him on that because it sounded like he'd been drinking a lot of warning shots before.
He was talking to Hannity when he said that, so absolutely nobody was going to call him on that.
No one called him on that.
No.
Would you like to go even further, Congressman?
That's what we need. More of the free market at work in the private health insurance industry. That's working really well. By the way, did you see, Carl, that apparently the Republicans are going to come up with a plan of sorts? On health care, and first of all, it does not help people with pre-existing conditions at all.
Well, you know, they're very sensitive to that because apparently being a conservative these days is a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, but I believe it. What it is it's explained as, you know, they're taking more of the shackles off the private health insurance industry. That's what's going to help the market. Yes.
When you understand, I mean, you may not know this, Stephanie, on account of being a woman.
Yes.
but, you know, the healthcare industry in 70% of the areas in this country, you only have access to one health insurance provider.
Yeah.
So what they'd like to do is remove all the regulations that keep that from being 100%. Because as Americans, don't we want to make it 100%?
Yeah. I didn't know that because I'm a chick.
Right, and that's a pre-existing condition.
Exactly. I've got too much estrogen souping around in my brain. I didn't.
It's that whole vagina thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hannity on the White House.
The White House has been really tone deaf. I don't think they saw this coming. I really believe that they thought that they can go out and President Obama could just read the teleprompter, give a speech, and rally the crowds, and the base would come out and vote. I don't think they really expected this. They seem to ignore the town halls. They ignored the April 15th Tea Parties. They diminished the people that have been showing up. They have been demonizing and starting wars with Fox and with the insurance companies.
Let the eagle soar.
All the most sympathetic players, the insurance industries and Fox News.
Let the eagle soar.
talk about a guy who just talks about how the administration was against the Tea Partiers and blah, blah, blah. The Tea Partiers lost last night.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Did.
Thank you. I encourage them to keep this up, Carl. Carl Rove and Hannity on Obama again.
President Bill Clinton said this would be a referendum on President Obama and his policies. And for once, I agree with Bill Clinton. It is.
Well, he almost said that in Bill Clinton's voice at us.
I'm Bill Clinton. This is going to be a referendum on President Obama and his policies. And I've got to agree with President Clinton on that.
All right, but listen, I think I do a better one. But we're going to scare our audience.
So this will be just doing Bill Clinton the rest of the evening.
Oh my God.
Can we do ours?
Oh, sure. Here we go. Go ahead.
No. It's really funny to listen to Karl Rove talk like that, because I remember off-year elections in 2001 and 2005 where the issues happening in Virginia and New Jersey, those reflect only local, parochial issues that are concerning people. They have nothing to do with what happens in Washington. Certainly George Bush is not affected by these results.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, it's completely the opposite. But I was distracted by the stellar comedy there.
Comedy really works on the right. I mean, if you think back to all the successes they've had, their own little Daily Show that aired on weekends on Fox, that was
their half-hour news hour.
Oh, yeah. God.
For like 6 weeks, which is really impressive.
Yeah.
They also had the...
Yeah, that's about it.
Tom Selleck was funny in a couple movies.
All right. Carl Frisch of Media Matters for America, who is both funny and doing the Lord's work. Thank you, Carl. See you next
You're
week.
You're welcome. See you next week.
There he goes. Carl. His mama dressed him funny, Tom Selleck in those little shirts. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour.
Huh?
He wore those, the flowered shirts on the Magnum P.I.
Oh, because he was in Hawaii.
I don't know. Oh. All right. Right-wingers in comedy, not so much,
is the
point of that.
Okay.
20 minutes into the hour. Back with more election analysis from yesterday's results as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's the life of the Democratic Party. Ignore the lampshade. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word ASSET. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word ASSET.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD, absolutely free. Call 1-800-935-9062. That's 1-800-935-9062. 1-800-935-9062.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Oh, we got a few...
Hey, it's
It's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you, thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Oh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since... you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release movies your first year. And ask how you could get a free Flip Ultra HD camcorder so you can make your own movies. But this offer ends November 22nd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
They're medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Was up 141 points.
Wow.
24.
That's pretty damn good.
After the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Bill in Wisconsin on the election results yesterday. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hello.
I think our mainstream media just needs a little refresher in Journalism 101 and the five W's, who, what, when, where, and why. So on CNN this morning, when I see the head of the Conservative Party in New York say, take our country back, of course the next question should have been, from who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I see Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin talk about freedoms lost, well, the next question there should be, well, what freedom have you lost?
Yep.
But I don't see...
It's
an easy question, too. It's easy.
And this is...
I already thought, and it would stop
right.
The cold.
And this is what we were saying, Bill, is, you know, more Caribou Barbie. Yes, go, go, go. That worked out well. She did a robocall. She campaigned heavily for this right-wing nutcake in upstate New York.
Dear. Guys and gals!
Oh, guys and gals, you didn't listen to her. Oh, God. Stephanie in Madison, Wisconsin, on the election as well. Hello, Stephanie. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, too. Yeah, I just love that New York experienced the Palin's golden touch. it's just so excellent. I love this with the Republicans pushing out the moderates. Every time they do that, it's like they completely come to our side, and it's like you hear the push them good, push them real good. That little song keeps going on every time they have this election.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see how... I'll be interested to see how Rush spins this today, you know, because it's what did one of our right-wing callers say today? It's okay, we almost won, and we applaud that, don't we, Chris? That's what
we need. Yeah, because
that's what you want. You want people with principle that just go, oh, this close. But not quite.
You're not nice.
Robert Gibbs, White House press secretary yesterday on the gubernatorial races.
When we began this journey... Sorry.
Or not.
Okay.
Robert Gibbs.
This is Robert Gibbs.
We don't look at either of these gubernatorial races or the congressional race as something that portends a lot for our legislative efforts going forward or political prospects in 2010.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it that way, it's a toss-up. So they won two governorships and we won two more House seats. You know, and then if you're looking at the whole host of races, I think, as we said, it looks like it's eight. Democrats won eight seats.
Sure.
Republicans won two, if you're looking at mayoral and the whole host of elections.
The whole shmigagi.
Exactly. John Boehner, John Boehner says.
There's a political rebellion going on in our country.
Huh?
And it's being led by average Americans who've really not been part of the political process, who are scared to death that Washington is ruining the future for their kids and grandkids.
Yes. Dad, how'd that work out for you in New York? All that. Didn't our right-wing caller say that earlier today? That he said, I'm glad this is happening, and you all are just going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
And then it will get swept out in mass, is what his point is. I guess what he means is we're going to ruin all this delightful peace and prosperity and how great everything was when George Bush handed it off.
It was ruined.
Now you ruined it.
It was ruined. We're improving things now.
Dee in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Stephanie. John Boehner, he makes me scared to death of tanning salons. Listen, I'm calling from Northwest Indiana.
And, you know, I don't think he realizes that his tan skin actually makes his eyes look more bloodshot. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Mm-hmm. This is Northwest Indiana. We're Obama country. We turned this red state blue last year. But now, listen, I just saw on television Mike Pence, a Republican from Indiana, a congressman, and he said that the GOP bill says that they will allow us to cross state lines. So I called to purchase health insurance, which will help us. So I called his office to let him know about the American Medical Association study that says in 95% of the markets, one insurance company has a market share of 50% or greater.
And yes, exactly. We will ask Representative Ron Kind about that next, Democrat of Wisconsin, as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Has this ever happened to you?
I was in the emergency room. My ankle was broken, and I couldn't remember all the information the doctors wanted.
Avoid these frustrating and potentially dangerous situations with Minerva, the complete personal health record manager. Minerva's portable flash drive puts all your information at your fingertips. Plus, Minerva lets you organize all your family's health information.
Minerva's great. Where I go, Minerva goes.
Take control of your health. Go to MyMinerva.com. That's MyMinerva.com. MinerVA.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with Geico.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net. AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, several crashes out there. Let's go through them. Westbound C-470 to I-70. That's causing backups around 285, and speed's really slow in that stretch. Four-car crash in the ramp from westbound I-70 to South 25. Two-car accident, Leedsdale near Holly, one at King Carl and Kipling, and finally one at southbound Sheridan and 61st. Your forecast, sunny, breezy, and mild, highs in the 80s. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings. Classes start January 4th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build has the country's best prices on cabinetry and more. However, we do not compromise on quality. Our elite line of cabinets could easily go into a $1 million home. Buy and Build's cabinets are all wood boxes with absolutely no particle board and solid hardwood fronts. We have 9 colors to choose from. 3 are in stock and available today. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy. I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
I'm Governor Ritter. Flu season is here, and with kids back in school, we expect to see more cases. It's not yet clear how severe the H1N1 flu will be, but simple things can protect you and our community. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Get all the recommended flu vaccinations. Have a plan in case you or your family get sick. Ask if you can work from home if necessary. Our economy is showing signs of recovery. Let's keep on track with a healthy workforce. We want no flu for you.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
Do you think she's cool?
No, I think she's hot.
Sorry, it just slipped out.
33 minutes after the hour. We will talk to Ron Kind. Some not-so-good breaking news on healthcare this morning, and we will tell you what it is as soon as we reach the good congressman. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere as we continue our election analysis.
Is that what we're doing this morning?
Yes. All right. Everybody's a pundit this morning, including Tracy in Los Angeles. Hi, Trace.
Hi, guys. Listen, can I be the official Stephanie Miller Show Negro?
Please. Please, why don't you?
If I can have one of my non-Negro brothers and a gay call in, we'd be wonderful.
All right, go ahead. Okay. All right, she's cracking herself up. Okay, that's all she's got this morning. Let's go to Jose in Oakland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Jose.
Does a Mexican-Irishman count as a non-Negro? Oh, well.
Okay.
Sure it does.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right. Anyway, so for some ungodly reason, I subjected myself to Glenn Beck yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he was bloviating about how he doesn't endorse candidates because he doesn't want to take responsibility if they don't work out. I'm thinking, well, that's great. He won't take responsibility for that, but he'll call the president a racist, and he'll call for his assassination.
Gosh, that being said, he campaigned awfully hard for that right-wing wacko that just lost the race in New York.
I think he's getting high off of Russia's supply or something.
Exactly. He may be borrowing Russia's stash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting because he had him on his little TVN radio show quite a few times.
Yeah.
What's his name, the right-wing whack conservative?
Oh.
Doug Hoffman.
Doug Hoffman.
Yes.
That's right.
Seemed like sort of an endorsement to me, didn't it?
He was all over the Fox News channel last night.
That didn't seem to work out
so
well. For the aforementioned Mr. Hoffman. Okay, boner on how it's not really important what happened in New York. Don't look over there.
You know, they don't have a primary in New York.
Uh-huh.
They had a primary. All this has been resolved months ago.
Uh-huh.
But what's happened over the last 2 to 3 weeks, basically, has been the Republican primary.
John Boner.
That should have been at the top of their list, I guess.
John Boner.
They have a primary. I guess they didn't get to that. All right.
I think at the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people. That's at the top of our list.
I'm going to make a prediction. I think he was blubbering into his gin or whatever it
his
is.
His gin Ricky?
His gin Ricky last night at Barfi's Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, he got behind the Didi Scosafaza. Fava. Yeah.
Whatever.
And donated money to her.
That's
and
right.
That didn't work out.
No,
well for him.
That kind of exploded.
Uh-huh. And then that exploded, and then the entire race exploded and went to a Democrat for the first time. In 100 years.
It was like an entire box of comedy exploding cigars. You know, he just kept picking them up and smoking them. Kablammo! Kablammo!
If he was in the cartoon, exactly. His hair would be all blown out. His lips would be big. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be like, that doesn't matter. That race didn't matter at all. Deborah in Ohio. Hi, Deb.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that the reporters who are raving about the GOP win and what a huge trend it is are basically the same people that spent 3 weeks last summer telling us what a brilliant move McCain had made.
Yes, that was really a stroke of genius, the Sarah Palin thing.
And how that had transformed the dynamic of the election. And I mean, these people are the combination of snark and stupid.
By the way, Deborah, much like it transformed the race Caribou Barbie did there in New York.
Indeed. Oh, no, her touch is the magic. magic touch.
Mm-hmm. Just bring it on. I thank God she quit her pesky job.
Guys and gals.
So she has more time to meddle in races around the country she don't know nothing about.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
I'll find you some voters and bring them back to you.
In what respect, Charlie?
And the respect that you campaigned for him. And he lost. Okay, Dave.
Darn right.
Dave in Buffalo.
Hi, Mama.
Hello.
Something that came up yesterday. Scotia Fava's name still appeared on the ballot.
Yeah, it did.
And she received like 6,000 votes. And that would have been the difference between Hoffman and Bill Owens.
You know what? You're right.
And yep. In the Watertown newspaper, they suggested 10,000 ballots. Absentee ballots may still need to be counted.
Mm-hmm.
But those would have been filled out before Scotia Fava dropped out of the race. So a Republican, even on a absentee ballot, probably would have inserted her name in there because obviously they didn't hear all the local media with the carpetbaggers that came up and did all the electioneering, you know, for the conservative. So I would just like to suggest that Owens, the distance.
That was my favorite part, Dave, is that he was seemed irritated that he was even asked about local issues. He was
right.
Like, "What? How would I? I'm not even from here. How would I know?"
And so I would just like to use those facts to just twist the knife
more
time.
All right, thank you. Yes, a little. Little more.
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony in Seattle, Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Anthony.
Yes, what needs to be at the top of our list is the fact that nobody is talking about where is the head of the DNC. Is he under a rock? Because we just lost Virginia's governor's race.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the head of the DNC is from Virginia.
Yes, he is. Tim Kaine,
yeah.
So
the outgoing governor.
Thinking about getting a new head of the DNC.
Yeah, can we get Howard Dean back?
If he can't even protect Virginia, how the hell is he going to run a 50-state strategy? Or have they dumped that idea?
They have dumped that idea.
Yeah, which I don't.
Rich,
Howard Dean was the best chairman of the DNC we've ever had. But
yeah.
that's just me. All right, let's Apparently, what could be the breaking news on the health care debate this morning in a blow to the White House, Senator Harry Reid signaled yesterday that Congress may fail to meet a year-end deadline for passing health care legislation, leaving the measure's fate to the uncertainties of the 2010 election cycle. We'll see what the latest is on that. Representative Ron Kind, our insider on the inside in Washington, D.C., good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephanie.
So what have you heard?
On the House side, it's a little lower hurdle. We just have a majority in order to get health care moving forward. In the Senate, they got the 60-vote rule, a supermajority. So things are a little bit more complicated for Senator Reid. But there's a general feeling around here that it's game time. It's time to buckle up. We've been working on this for over 10 months solid. And we need to start moving forward with health care. Getting something passed out of the House of Representatives is another important step.
You're going to vote this weekend on a bill, right?
Yeah, the goal was to have this up later in the week or early next week, and we're still striving for that. And this is essential. I mean, for too long, too many people have had to live in fear of losing their job and losing health care or having some type of catastrophic illness or injury that might lead them into bankruptcy. Costs are going up too fast, and the legislation we've been working on, I think, has a legitimate potential of reducing health care expenses for all Americans, making it more affordable for families, businesses, and public budgets. I mean,
right.
Health care spending is the fastest growing area of federal spending today, bar nothing else.
Well,
so.
Congressman, what have you heard on the inside there? Because, Harry Reid's, office made the statement, and then a few hours later it seemed revised. Our goals remain unchanged. We want to get health care insurance reform done this year. We have an unprecedented momentum to achieve that, which I agree with. There's no reason why we can't have a transparent and thorough debate in the Senate and still send a bill to the president by Christmas. So
yeah.
Do you think it is still possible?
I think it is. And I think, starting to schedule things is important because it puts pressure then on members of the House and the Senate to get off the fence and start making some decisions. And until you start establishing those dates, it's too easy for members, especially over a subject like health care reform, which is never easy under the best of circumstances, to kind of sit and stay in the undecided category. But, I think in the House side, at least, the bill is getting in really good shape right now that would lead to not only delivery system reform on health care is administered in the country, but most importantly, how we pay for health care. And we have to move off from this volume-based payment system called fee-for-service that we have now,
mm-hmm.
and instead reimburse based on the quality and the value of care that's given.
Well, I think
that's fundamental to reform.
And I agree. You know, some positive signals out of Chuck Schumer, for instance, who says, you know, we're going to have to get it done by Christmas. I agree, don't you, that I just think this is what the Republicans have wanted all along, to slow walk this, to try to kill it in an election year then. I just think that, you know, we got to do whatever we can to get this done now.
Yeah,
I mean, people literally are going to die in the time, you know, that we don't get this done.
And to be perfectly honest, they have not been honest brokers or partners in this whole process, even though the president, in an unprecedented fashion, reached out to them with summits at the White House, with meetings at the White House, and on Capitol Hill, when he personally attended their conferences to engage them in getting their ideas, their suggestions on health care reform. They didn't have an extended hand. They turned their back on it, and they've been nothing but critical
from the very
beginning.
Representative Kind, I think if we needed no further evidence, I don't know if you saw this breaking news yesterday from the Associated Press. So the Republicans now say they do have an alternate bill. It calls for loosening numerous restrictions on the insurance industry as a way of expanding coverage. They think that's what they need is less restrictions.
Well, they don't have an idea. They don't have any vision for where health care reform needs to go. And in fact, what they're proposing wouldn't even deal with the exclusion based on pre-existing conditions.
Well, thank you. I was just going to say, as many times as John Boehner has said, they believe in that, too, and that's what they want. The Republican draft would permit insurers to continue denying coverage on the basis of pre-existing conditions.
Well, they also talk about establishing this national pool for small businesses and farmers and individuals. That's exactly what we have in our own reform bill right now, a national exchange, which is a menu of health plan options for people to go and choose from, which will help drive competition. Now, many of us think, as one of the choices in that exchange, there should be a public option. So long as it has to compete on a level playing field, that would help not only drive innovation in the healthcare industry, but keep private health insurance companies more honest. But of course, Republicans have been screaming bloody murder about that, but not offering any other ideas on how you can increase competition in the private health insurance market.
Well,
right,
apparently,
now, very little exists.
Apparently, Representative, they want them to have less competition, according to this bill. I mean, this is really ridiculous.
Well, better discretion to drop or deny coverage based on pre-existing condition, or drop coverage when people do get sick and injured. And that's what's going on right now. If you want to see where rationing is taking place in this country, just look at how health care plans are being administered by these for-profit companies. And that's something that we are correcting in our health care reform bill. So,
and how about this? Did you see this provision of the Republican plan? They'd also, insurance companies would be permitted to charge higher premiums for individuals who fail to enroll in a, quote, standard-based wellness program. And they're worried about the government's going to be controlling your health care and what you can do. To me, this is just more of the status quo, except more. Let the insurance companies go more wild.
The fact is they had over 10 years to address health care reform when they were in complete charge, and they failed to address it at all. Other than, you know, going back 6 years ago, they had this prescription drug plan under Medicare that they expanded. Largest expansion of entitlement spending since Medicare was first created. Over $800 billion in cost over the next 10 years. Not a nickel of it was paid for. And now they're complaining that this bill isn't going to be paid for. In fact, just the opposite, Stephanie. We had the Congressional Budget Office that shows that with the health care bill in the House that's pending, it will reduce the national deficit by over $104 billion in the first 10 years and continue to reduce the deficit in the second 10 years. So we are meeting the objective of the president that this bill has to not only be completely paid for, which we're doing, but it's going to be reducing the deficits in future years. And I don't know, you know, what more the Republicans could hope for.
Yep, absolutely. Well, keep going. Representative Ron Kind of the great state of Wisconsin, thanks so much, sir.
Hey, anytime, Stephanie.
All right, there he goes. All right, when we come back,
John Boomer.
He does have a plan.
He does?
Mm-hmm, a health care plan.
Does it have orange fingerprints all over it?
Uh-huh, that's how you know it's his. We'll tell you what's in it as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The mere fact that I'm a breathy voice, full sensual lips, and a steaming hot body doesn't make me a bimbo.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I had a eureka moment today about natural gas. Solar and wind energy are growing in the states, but as you know, it's not always sunny or breezy. These renewable energies need a clean, consistent source of power to be their foundation, and natural gas is the best way to do it. It's reliable, creates few emissions, and is in great supply. Natural gas actually making solar and wind energy viable? Yeah, that was my Eureka moment. To learn more about natural gas and have a Eureka moment of your own, go to newnaturalgas.org.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574.
No one made me see red, burning red eyes. They didn't look healthy, and they didn't feel healthy. I knew it couldn't be healthy. Every time my eyes got this way, I got irritated. But now, I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand redness relief drops clear away redness with a fast-acting redness reliever and extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
Everything's looking better now.
Clear Eyes redness relief drops for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
AM 760.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripsi.com.
Seasonal high around 61 degrees. Right now, our current downtown temperature, 44. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health has a variety of job openings for registered nurses and healthcare providers. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all. Denver Health is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to OvationHair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's OvationHair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Ow, 50 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal, coming up very shortly. Comedian Hal Sparks, 1-800-STEP-12.
Is that why you put on makeup?
Phone number toll free from anywhere. But actually, I'm in a little bit of a panic. I realize I left my clutch down in the car. And I can't powder my nose before he gets here.
Oh, no.
Let's go to Michelle.
I think he likes you au naturel.
Michelle in Los Angeles.
Hi there.
Hi, Michelle.
In addition to calling my senators, I've been calling the ones like Blanche Lincoln and Ben Nelson and all the holdouts and letting them know that they're the reason why, and like many other people, I'm boycotting the DNC, boycotting the DCC, the whole alphabet soup of committees, and that next year, if they vote against the public option this year, that next year I will be supporting their opponents in the primary.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We started the week with a we hate everybody.
Uh-huh.
We still pretty much hate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent this week now frittering away a good time. By the way, a lot of analysts said that the governor races may even have gone differently had we gotten health care done by now.
Right.
But we're frittering time away trying to herd Democrats like this ridiculous, the abortion provision, which it states in there that it can't be, federal funds can't be used for abortions, but they have to.
We have set up a system where there will be no government funds used for abortion.
And we have to give some blue dogs a pony as well. And but anyway, the big breaking news yesterday, Senator Harry Reid signaled that Congress may not meet the year-end deadline for passing health care legislation, at least out of the Senate.
Yeah.
Harry Reid yesterday.
Oh, we're not going to be bound by any timelines. We need to do the best job we can for the American people.
I have no clue what's happening, Chris. Some senators are signaling that they still may get it done, and others are saying that's going to be impossible if they don't begin debate till blah, blah, blah.
We won't know until it happens.
Obviously, the common wisdom has been that that would be momentum-killing death knell for reform. But now some insiders are saying that reform could survive a bleed over into the new year, as long as now they're saying the new deadline might be the State of the Union. If both bodies have cleared the bill by January 1, then momentum is clearly on the side of the bill, opening the way for Democratic leaders to come back after Christmas recess with a bill that can pass both chambers and be sent to the president's desk before his State of the Union, according to one strategist. Mm-hmm. Senator Mitch McChinless, Republican of Kentucky.
Now, when we get it on the floor, assuming there are 60 votes to take it up, which I understand is a bit of a challenging exercise for him right now, it must be dealt with a seriousness that a matter of this magnitude deserves to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So how long all of that takes, I really couldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not trying to slow walk it or kill it. No, don't be ridiculous.
Not at all.
And John Boehner on the on the Republican plan.
Our plan is the only plan that really does end junk lawsuits.
Oh, I see. So that's really the most important thing would be scoring political points against trial lawyers, because that's because they tend to give money to.
And so he's happy to take away people's right to sue in case drug companies or doctors do something wrong.
Yes.
That's nice.
Let me give you the fun facts. They're not so fun on the Republican plan. Up till now, you have to give him credit, Chris. Up till now, it was blank.
Right.
The thing they were waving at the president had nothing. Actually, in it previously.
A couple of orange fingerprints on the Boehner.
Yeah, well, you remember his budget that he delivered that had no, numbers. It had no numbers in it. You remember that, the alternative Republican budget?
I think Yukon Cornelius at the CBO said.
Yes, this is what this contains. Yes.
Nothing.
Okay, here's what it contains now. A copy by the Associated Press, it says it calls for loosening. You heard me right. Loosening numerous restrictions on the insurance industry as a way of expanding coverage. Because, see, if you just break the chains on the poor insurance companies, they'll automatically be fairer to people. Unlike in the Democratic bills, the Republican draft would permit insurers to continue denying coverage on the basis of pre-existing medical conditions. Why? What? I thought the Boehner had said, let me just see here. Oh. I guess it's kind of too easy, but you're not as good at, I guess, the quote as Jim is.
No.
Who said, this is in September, so there are a number of things that Republicans believe are essential. We believe in making sure people who have pre-existing conditions have access to affordable health insurance. Who said that?
Florence Henderson.
No, it was John Boehner. John Boehner.
John Boehner.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, that's correct. That was in September, though. Who said on Fox News that'd be last week? Republicans want to focus on helping those with pre-existing conditions. Who said that?
Robert Reed.
No, it would be...
John Boehner.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Mm. Oddly, for some reason, that didn't make it into the Republican plan. He also said, we do encourage more states to have high-risk pools. I see. So there's just sort of a general encouragement in there. There's not any actual...
No teeth.
Yeah, it's like parents cheering on their kids in the pool. It's just we encourage states to have high risk. Well, if they don't, you know.
They get a participation.
By the way, most states have such pools, but they often are much more expensive than regular insurance and have had only limited success in reducing the ranks of the uninsured. But other than that, good job on the new plan, Boner. Here are the rest of the fun facts on the... okay, so no other, they can continue denying on the basis of pre-existing medical conditions. I think I mentioned just the congressman, they'd also be, insurance companies would be permitted to charge higher premiums for individuals who fail to enroll in a standards-based wellness program. That sounds like insurance company control of my life and my, what my, The measure would place caps on medical malpractice lawsuits, limiting the amount of damages that could be awarded as well as the size of attorney fees. Oh, interesting. It also can call for a permanent ban on federal funding for most abortions. Current restrictions must be renewed annually. That's not good enough. So that's the important stuff they took care of in that there bill. We believe it's going to resonate with millions of Americans, said our right-wing tool Mike Pence. Yeah, I don't.
Pence says no.
I don't think so. Not really. Hump Days with Hal is next, and Celebrity Stack as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I feel like such a statistic. I got laid off a few months ago. Almost as bad as losing my job is losing my health insurance benefits. So I signed up for COBRA, but it's so expensive. I don't think I can afford it much longer. But my family needs health coverage. I'm stuck.
Aetna can help. Our individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with COBRA for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
Caitlin is a real student with big dreams.
I knew I needed help paying for college. My parents divorced when I was 3, and there's no way they could pay for it all. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher. I used to put together worksheets, and I made my friends do them when they came over. After a while, nobody wanted to come over anymore. My guidance counselor was the one who told me about federal student aid, and my mom was a big help in filling out the free application. It was a challenge, but so worth it when I got the grants and loans that made school possible. What would I tell other kids? I would tell them not to give up, to look for options to go to school. Life is what you make it. My name is Caitlin. I'm going to be a special education teacher. I'm going to live my dream.
Are you going to college? Federal Student Aid, an office of the U.S. Department of Education, has $100 billion available to help you pay for college. Find out more at college.gov.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
I'm Nick Young. It's getting better, yet a cloud remains over the jobs picture. The outplacement firm of Challenger Grade Christmas says planned payroll cuts by employers were down 16% in October, the third straight monthly decline. But CEO John Challenger says the number of long-term jobless keeps rising.
There are still many people, 15.1 million at latest count, unemployed people. So we're seeing many fewer job cuts, but people still aren't getting back to work.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. After more than a month of delay, the Senate may finally be getting close to a vote to extend unemployment insurance benefits desperately needed by those whose checks have stopped. Republicans support the measure and an accompanying extension of the first-time homebuyer's tax credit, but they've still used a series of filibusters to slow it down. Democrat Chuck Schumer.
They know they're going to vote for this. But they have to delay and delay and delay.
The Senate Republicans are angry Democrats won't let them offer amendments on unconnected issues, a frequent cause of these kinds of partisan battles.
The Republicans scored a pair of high-profile victories in yesterday's off-year election, taking the governorships in Virginia and New Jersey. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele tells CBS News the results show the GOP is coming back.
It's a bellwether for the party in many respects. It's about a transcendent party. I think it's a party that's really found its voice again and is able to speak to people.
The White House has reacted to the losses in New Jersey and Virginia by saying they were not referendums on President Obama. Gay rights activists say they're not going to be stopped by yesterday's decision by Maine voters. They approved a referendum overturning the state's same-sex marriage law. With nearly 90% of the precincts counted, gay marriage opponents have roughly 53% of the votes. In Cleveland, convicted rapist Anthony Sowell's been denied bond in his first appearance on murder charges linked with bodies found at his home. So far, the remains of 10 people have turned up. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston's in Cleveland.
Six of the bodies have been identified as African-American females. Local residents say that Sowell's home was known as a hangout spot for drug users, and the presumption is that the women who were found there may have gone there for illegal drugs and, of course, never escaped.
It was 30 years ago today that Iranian students took over the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, and thousands took to the streets of the capital today. Hundreds of them used the occasion to protest against the current government, drawing the wrath of security forces. Eyewitnesses say they moved in and beat the demonstrators with batons. The counter-protests were the opposition's first major show of force in Tehran in nearly 2 months. The White House is denouncing the violence against the demonstrators. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 139 points, NASDAQ 23, and the S&P 500 up 15. This is CBS News.
Mommy, I don't feel so good.
Oh, Billy, you do feel warm. Let's take your temperature.
No, Mommy, I don't like that pointy thing in my ear.
It's okay, sweetie. This is the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. It's better, and it doesn't go in your ear. All I have to do is scan your forehead. Just like this.
That's all? I like that thermometer. And?
And you've got a fever. Back to bed, honey.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Changing the way the world takes temperature. Home model available at Sam's Club and other fine retailers.
Today, your heart will pump blood 12,000 miles. That's a trip from L.A. to Moscow and back. Your heart needs to be strong. Is your omega-3 fish oil strong enough? Probably not. New Cardiostat has over 1,000 milligrams of the essential heart-healthy omega-3 called EPA, three times more than other brands. Cardiostat's triple-strength formula is cardiologist-recommended, mercury-free, with no aftertaste. So where will your heart take you tomorrow? I'm Charles Osgood for Cardiostat. Find it in the blue box and be heart strong.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Voters say
a flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
The latest decision is making it harder for them to do business. The board has repealed a standard for caregivers that allowed them to supply pot to their patients. Now, to qualify as a primary caregiver, they have to provide things such as transportation and other medical and home care services. Travis Cutberth runs a medical marijuana clinic in Fort Collins. He says this is outrageous.
For the guy who just got out of chemo, he probably wants to smoke some cannabis, and he probably wants to be able to access it without having to find someone who's his best buddy or happens to provide all these other services as well.
The health board will meet again next month to decide whether the change in the language will be permanent. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are hot. They're off to their best start in 24 years. The Nuggets are 4-0. They beat the Pacers last night in Indianapolis. Game 6 of the World Series goes back to the Bronx. That's tonight. The Phillies need a win over the Yankees to extend the series to a 7th game. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive as things are trying to wind down. We've got a new crash being reported. This is southbound I-25 near 84th. Earlier wrecks are responsible for delays on C-470 and I-70. That's on the west side. Now to the east to the Metro. Police, they're mopping up a wreck on the ramp from I-70 to southbound 225. Street accidents in the works. Leedsdale and Holly, Kim Carroll and Kipling, as well as Wadsworth and Quincy. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 60s. Currently sunny and 42. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on
doggy, 6 minutes after the hour. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Everybody, stop panicking on the live blog.
Yeah.
Jim's doing some other stuff this week. He's sending bits in. He's phoning it in, as they say, in the show business world.
Well, he's sleeping in, for which I'm very, very jealous.
A little bit. Only we had to get up at
that stupid o'clock.
10 this week. Yeah. All right. And you know what we had yesterday?
What?
We had butt sores. We had a lot of mention of butt sores yesterday. Apparently that guy was calling other progressive radio shows. He's with his little story about his aunt with the ass sores and the wheelchair thing and how government programs don't work and something.
Let's go to Victor, my butt sore wheelchair Fox viewer guy.
Dumbass.
Anti-Medicare person. Hello, Victor.
I'm against the health care, and I've got one example of why I'm against it. I've got an aunt.
Yes.
And she's got some problems with sores on her butt, you know, on her bottom. Because
mm-hmm.
she sits so much.
This thong gives me an ass rash, but the boys love it.
Bottom sores. Butt sores.
Your butt just gave me a brilliant idea.
Fight my red-hot glowing ass.
Not since Glenn Beck's botched ass surgery has there been so much talk on the radio about ass sores.
Butt sores. Can you believe the show was saved this morning by talk about...
Yeah, by butt sores.
By butt sores?
I'm sorry, that came out wrong. Let me try again. Nice ass.
Dumbass.
Just look at that butt.
Gee.
I know how to handle these... bubble butts.
Enjoy your last look at my ass, because I'm going to party it off.
Sounds like somebody's got a humbug up his butt.
All right. Thank you, listener Ken in Cleveland. Speaking of speaking of delightful and funny things on the internet, Larry and Lynn in Mama's hometown of Lockport, New York. Steph, we live up here on East Avenue in Lockport by the hospital. You know, by the hospital on East Avenue.
Is that anywhere near DeSales Catholic High?
Yes.
Is it really?
Saw your high school pictures you mentioned this morning and couldn't help but giggle. Oh, hush. Just because somebody at the library found pictures of me as a small Republican wolf child in at DeSales.
You were dressed as a bush, appropriately
yes,
enough.
That was a Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. That's a long story. Okay. All right. Speaking of comedy, The Onion, whom we love.
Yes.
Did you see this? A satiric Onion News Network video reports on a grisly death that only TV host Glenn Beck could deserve. An honor student who the fake news broadcast reportedly refers to as not Glenn Beck was said to have been the victim in a fatal car accident. I heard screaming, and I thought it was just someone doing an accurate impression of Glenn Beck normally, a witness claims. The alleged victim loved to dance and hated Glenn Beck, the video claims. A graphic on the screen adds, family, victim gone too soon. Glenn Beck should have died 45 years ago. Oh, that's, come on.
Oh. It's funny.
All right. Julie in Seattle writes about the conservatar defeated in the New York 23rd District.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, like you, I started out the week pretty much hating everybody, especially Joe Lieberman. Listen, I'm with you on that.
Joe Lieberman,
yes.
Douche.
But I do like this Dee Dee Skazel-Huzitz, the Republican congressional candidate who ran out of the special election in the 23rd by a gaggle of famous Republicans who have zero shame of any kind whatsoever and are quite willing to teabag it up with the craziest people left in the Republican Party. The saddest rut-row ever heard had to be the tiny ballroom crowd of 50 teabaggers up at 12:37 a.m. to hear Hoffman's concession speech. Oh, dear. Hey, that's very sad. All right. And guess what's very happy? It's Hump Days with Hal. Hal Sparks is here. Good morning.
Hello. I had to wait till the door opened.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Absolutely. On the apparently at the Flintstones house.
Play
that door again. Play that door again. Yeah, that's the door from the Flintstones.
Opens, yeah, the little bird opens the door.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Wilma!
You don't have that outfit, do you? What'd you go for Halloween? So that'll work out.
I can get one. So, Hal Sparks, I thought that was the big story of Election Day yesterday. This the complete implosion of the Republican Party. A Democrat has not won that seat in 100 years.
Not if you watch CNN, which currently says sweeping victories.
Oh.
The GOP claims New Jersey and Virginia governor's race. That's a sweeping victory. 2 out of 10 is sweeping victory.
Yes. Yeah, the media just needs a story, right?
Is
the president completely...
Is this a referendum? No. According to the voters, it's not. Okay, end of story. But, you know...
That's been the big story, and a lot of like sane Republicans have been warning about this, the influence of the Rush Limbaughs and Glenn Becks and Sarah Palin's, that, you know.
Between the New York 23 and California's 10, you know,
Garamendi
coming back, you know, like holding onto the Democratic seat.
That's right.
And them losing one for the first time in New York 23. Insofar as how this affects that, you know, the House votes towards progressive agenda and all this stuff, it's actually a very positive move. The governorships in Virginia and New Jersey, like, that's a referendum on the how the rest of the country is politically going? I don't think so.
Right. And what I love is the teabaggers are just getting warmed up.
Oh, yes.
As Dick Armey unfortunately said, this is just the tip of the spear.
Yeah. I hope they can Perot and Nader the crap out of their, you know, moderate Republicans, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Like, they are just going to... run it, anybody who isn't totally BS crazy out of the party. That's
now,
what a fantastic...
Oh, I need my election analysis music. This is our official election analysis with Hal Sparks. Now, as a gay adjacent, someone who is not a gay but played a gay on the Queer as Folk.
Right, exactly. I have a good real estate, but I just don't, you know, use it for the same property.
Yeah.
What?
Right. A good news, bad news day, as you know.
Sure.
Opponents of gay marriage claim victory in Maine, where voters did approve the everything but marriage law in Washington State that greatly expands the rights of gay couples. So what's your take on all that?
Well,
that's annoying now. Stop.
Okay. Maine, I think it's odd that we need 60 vote majority in the Senate. A super majority to enact any kind of major reform. And in like California, if we want to have a tax rate, you know, a tax increase, we have to have 60%, which almost never gets done. But when it comes to somehow personal rights and personal freedoms, a simple majority is enough. And that's bizarre to me, because if 51% can tell 49% that they can't behave a certain way, that's bizarre, because that's not a majority of people coming out and saying, I'm really against this. I think an 80% majority should be required for rights.
There are still attitudes out there. Our right-wing caller John this morning said that it's giving special rights to people just based on the way they have sex. And he refused to answer any questions about the way he has sex, because I thought it was then my business. But...
Well, sex isn't the issue. It's relationships.
Yeah.
The problem, actually, homosexual as a word is a big hang-up. It's a big problem. I think that's why the attachment so much to gay and other words for it over time, because really it was just established as a psychological term to make it seem different and weird. You know?
Exactly. If you listen to right-wing pundits, they never use the term gay. They always use the term homosexual because it sounds more clinical, and it sounds like it's about sex.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
When it's way more than that.
Exactly. They never say the heterosexual agenda. And if by the way, they've just found this rapist in, with 10 bodies buried under his house, and nobody's detecting, you know, heterosexual lifestyle as, you know, if there was a gay man who had 10 boys buried under his house, or 10 young men buried under his house, it would totally be an attack on the homosexual agenda.
This is what the homosexual agenda leads
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Bodies under your porch.
The word sexual attached on is very important to that thing. And so I think it's a positive move. I think the truth is, what's the big agenda really about? What are these votes really about? And the truth is that people get angry at the Republicans for what they are doing, and they get mad at Democrats for what they're not doing.
Thank you.
Which points to... which points to the country moving in a very progressive way.
What are you feeling about health care? Obviously, this was not a good sign yesterday. This kind of like, we might not get this done by the end of the year.
I think that's the machinery again. I think they got to get this past that 60-vote, hurdle, and people like Lieberman and, you know, running interference, basically. Yeah, running interference on it. Again, we're back to the parsing words. It was necessary to get stuff out of committee.
Yeah.
And this is the similarity, you know, because once they vote on this, they can actually hash the bills together after that and then have a vote.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different ways to slice this cheese.
Exactly.
You're right, legislatively.
And the truth is, they have to placate 8 or 10 of these blue dogs and quote unquote moderate Democrats, which aren't moderate at all. They're actually conservatives, and they're for all practical purposes Dixiecrats in some cases.
Yeah,
they're demitards.
Yes, right.
Stop it.
All right, we pause now for a request from Richard in Oakland. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Oh, Stephanie, this morning, as usual, I had my clock radio set to wake me up to your voice.
Thank you.
But instead, I heard Chris shouting, kablamo, kablamo. What was that all about? And can we record it for a future drop?
It was the comedy exploding cigars that were blowing up in John Boner's face.
John Boner. Oh, in the New York congressional race. Yeah. Yes, that was the cause of the kablamo.
Kablamo.
Yes.
Kablamo. Kablamo.
See, that'll get you up if your clock radio goes off to that.
John Boner. John Boner. Bahoiner. John Boiner. John Bahoiner.
John Boner.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Tim and Madison, if you wake up with a John Boner.
John Boner.
John Boner.
I was running away.
Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, I love how all the news, all the media out there is screaming about how, or just saying that, you know, the Republicans are sweeping, they're taking over.
Right.
And they lost 8 races.
Yeah.
Democrats won 8, Republicans won 2 yesterday, Independent won 1. Oh, and by the way, Fox News identified Bloomberg as a Republican, apparently.
What?
Since he won, yeah.
That must have been their mistake.
Yes.
You know, I just don't understand how that means anything. They were state races. They were reform. It was like, you know, they needed to change their state government. A lot of states are doing that right now because the states are doing good right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand how this will change anything really in the national.
It won't. It's just that, you know, the media needs a story, right? They just need this story. It's a complete repudiation of President Obama. And
during congressional and presidential races, you've got a big turnout of outside the norm voters.
That was the story, is the Republican turnout was the same. It's Democratic turnout. This is what we're saying. It's like, you can't stop working now that we got Obama in. That's the problem.
But, you know, that group shows up for the big elections. And that's, you know, and so traditionally, that's where the Republican strategy came from. The idea of filling the Supreme Court, filling court-level benches, school boards, all that stuff. Because they know the Democratic turnout is way lower in those areas, so it's easier to
It's like Bill Clinton always says, when people vote, Democrats tend to win.
Yep.
Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Alabaster Angel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's not talking to you, Hal. He's talking to me.
I'm quite the opposite.
Lucky. You're right there.
It's not luck, my friend. It's maneuvering.
Oh, but
I made this happen. I used the secret.
You're somewhat decent. So anyway, never mind the fact that election, you know, off-year elections never mean any trend whatsoever. You know, all the right wing is crowing, and that it means that, you know, it's a trend. And I agree with them. After all, the prediction that that goof with the serial killer smile, William Crystal, made, that Sunni and Shia wouldn't fight came true, and that the fundamentals are strong of the economy, and that the stimulus will never get passed. And
they have a great record.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, he has a sterling record of wrongness.
Exactly.
It's not blemished by one being right about anything, ever.
And Obama hasn't gotten anything through this year, if you don't count the stimulus and Sonia Sotomayor and the Lilly Ledbetter Act
and the
Ryan White and
the
hate
cash,
crimes bill. And
cash for clunkers.
The repealing the HIV exclusion for immigration in the United States. And,
other than that.
Giving full family benefits to gay ambassadors and...
That was Hal Sparks, who has always been right about everything.
It's true.
20 minutes
Get used
after,
to it.
20 minutes after the hour, right back with more Hump Days with Hal Sparks, Celebrity Stack, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Facts with Slag Whistle. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-737-0357. Get one for you or a friend. 800-737-0357. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-737-0357. That's 800-737-0357.
When did your life stop being fun?
When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD, absolutely free. Call 1-800-935-9062. That's 1-800-935-9062. 1-800-935-9062.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Speeds around the city starting to increase for us. We do have a new crash, though, southbound I-25 around 84th Avenue. It's been heavy coming out of North Glen all morning, so just add to that. Also see some jams on southbound I-25 Emerson Street past Colorado. Westbound I-70, busy Peoria to York. Same deal for westbounders on the Turnpike, Sheridan out to McCaslin. A couple surface street crashes, Ken Carl and Kipling, and one at Wadsworth and Quincy. Your forecast, sunny, breezy, and mild, highs in the lower 60s. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Brendan in Fort Lauderdale, you're on with Hal Sparks. Hello, Brendan.
Hi, this is the official truant of the Stephanie Miller Show. I called in a while back.
The official what?
The official what?
Truant. Of the
truant.
Show.
Oh, sure.
Truant.
Right.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good, good.
I
we encourage that.
Good podcast for listening, guys. But I finally started going back to CAUS, and I graduated with a degree in political science.
Congratulations.
So I just wanted to let you guys know, it really bothers me when people say that these judges are activist judges who legislate from the bench. They're actually serving the purpose that our founding fathers originally intended. James Madison in the Federalist Papers writes about how in a democracy, one of the key flaws is how you can have a fair process, which is an election, lead to an unfair result.
Right.
Where the majority constitutes the minority. And that's why we have the courts and independent judiciary, separate co-equal branch to protect us from that problem. So.
You have entirely too much book learning for a truant. You
absolutely.
You are fired.
You're fired.
As the truant of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I think he's the official reform truant of the...
Yeah.
And he's exactly right. I mean, that's, especially in, like, look at civil rights cases, for example. You had an overwhelming majority feel that black people could not live equally, could not intermarry with white people or any other races for that matter. You had a vast majority of people doing this, and it was completely unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, that guy resigned. The guy that, the judge, which
yes,
one?
Yes, in Louisiana. Yes.
Oh, and another.
Because he looked because somebody showed him a calendar at his thing at his meeting, and it was 2009, and he thought he probably didn't resign. He probably fell back through the time vortex that he came
back
from.
In the 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is part two of the news for today.
Sure.
That guy left. He resigned. However, the Arizona Republican National Committee man. Mm-hmm. Bruce Ash, he recently called into the Rush Limbaugh of Tucson. It's a local right-wing whack guy.
Okay.
And he said that if this Democrat in the race doesn't understand levels of crime in the city, to show where he is personally, he recounted some of his conversations with the city's brown people.
Oh, yes, right.
He said it's maybe not happening in his little neighborhood, but you should ask any of the brown people who live on the south side, the west side, or the south central side of Tucson, and they'll tell you in no uncertain terms they fear getting in their car, walking in the street, sometimes just sitting in their house. Crime statistics sadly do not support his claim that crime is higher in the city's Hispanic neighborhoods. But, but he apparently he's down with the brown people. He speaks to
the
brown
people. Well, I'm sure John Boner is happy to hear that.
John Boomer.
Yeah.
Not that brown person.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's an orange person.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's fun, so some people think gay is a choice, and in John Boner's case, it's, apparently black is a choice, which I think
yes.
is lovely.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And we support that.
Being Hispanic, he's Hispanic by choice. Well, I don't know what shade he is. It's hard to tell. I mean, he's a mood congressman, a mood senator.
Yes.
Yeah. he's angry.
Speaking
turning
of wacky
blue.
Republicans, it's hard to out Virginia Fox, said healthcare reform passing would be worse than a terrorist attack.
Right. She's just mad because Bachman's ideas are, they're probably on par. They're both crazy and ridiculous, but Bachman is hot, so she gets more attention.
Exactly.
So I think Virginia Fox is kind of
I bet you Virginia Fox sits at home screaming at the Fox TV.
Oh, totally.
I'm crazier than her. She's just prettier.
Right.
House Republican Conference Vice Chairwoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, she compared the healthcare proposal to an internal terrorist attack. It's more like an Ebola virus.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I would say it's the difference between an internal versus an external attack. Yes, the Democratic bill is internal. This is rocking our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's an internal, it's an Ebola virus kind of.
Sure, except it's more like a vaccine to the Ebola virus.
That's...
Because to me, being denied coverage because you were raped or you had a C-section or you're just female.
That's the Republican Party today, is they decide not to say, Virginia Fox, that might have been sort of an inappropriate analogy. No, they double down on the crazy.
Oh, yes.
That's what they're doing. Double down. 28 minutes after the hour, back with Celebrity Stack and more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that last year, smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-737-0357. Get one for you or a friend. 800-737-0357. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-737-0357. That's 800-737-0357.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net. AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still working this crash, southbound I-25 around 84th Avenue. Delays back around 104th. Also busy there from 48th past Spear Boulevard. Northbounders, no problem getting into downtown. Do got some heavy traffic westbound Turnpike, Sheridan to McCaslin. Also a closure near Sterling, westbound 76 shut down due to a fuel spill. Back in the metro, surface street accident, Ken Carl and Kipling. Your forecast, mostly sunny and seasonal, a high around at 61 degrees. Right now, we're 47 downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tire
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't special? The new Grand Happy Hour at Grand Lux Cafe now every day from 4 to 7. Located at Park Meadows by the main entrance, Grand Lux Cafe has daily specials on grand appetizers, beer, wine, and today's featured cocktail, the Vodka Pink Lemonade, is only $5.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solarips.com.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond. Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to GEICO.com or a quick call, 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, this is Dave Logan speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
This station and the entire city of Denver would like to honor those from our community who selflessly serve it. Today we salute one of our own, Tyler McManus from Columbine High School, for his recent decision to take on one of the most honorable of all endeavors, the challenge of becoming a United States Marine. We thank you, Tyler, for your commitment to our community and our nation. The few, the proud, the Marines. Visit Marines.com.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
No more making fun of me when I misuse dated cultural references, okay? Are we cowabunga on this?
33 minutes after the hour. Ed, my trucker friend in North Carolina, you're on Stephanie Miller's show. Hey, Ed.
Hi, Steph. Hey. I was parked in Virginia last night trying to find something to watch, and the local Fox affiliate had V on. They kept cutting in with the late-breaking Republican wave, and on the bottom of the screen they were showing the races, but the only time that you could tell by letter designation the party affiliation was when it was a Republican win. All of the other races that were showing with a 100% turn in didn't have any designation
right.
at all.
And Ed, what they mean by a Republican wave is Democrats won 8 seats and Republicans won 2 last night.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was pretty funny.
And I understand they misidentified Bloomberg, the one independent who won, as a Republican.
Right.
Yeah, yes, ridiculous.
And the openly gay mayor who won, and the Washington provision to give gays the same rights as
Mayor. That got no coverage.
Nope. But the main loss.
And the biggest story of the night, the complete implosion of the Republican Party in the upstate New York race.
Yeah. That's the harbinger for what 2010 is going to look like, because there's no way there's going to be so much backbiting and infighting between the two groups in the Republican Party. It's going to be hilarious. You think the Nader Democrats?
Oh, they're just getting warmed up. I think I mentioned earlier, Dick Armey said that this is just the tip of the spear.
Sure. Right. I think he's got it pointed the wrong way. That's fine. Yeah.
Yes. That was just the tip in New York.
Just the tip.
Mm-hmm. Just the tip. He's playing just the tip with this tip of the spear.
Yeah, the Republican Party's not completely yet.
No.
But Dick Armey's getting to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk celebrity Hollywood stuff with big-time Hollywood celebrity.
I think you shocked hell.
No, I was just trying to find a way to say what I was thinking on the radio, and it's just not possible.
That's our job every week, is to out-eighth grade each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. TheSuperficial.com says a faced Hugh Grant reportedly struck out with Project One Runway model Matar Cohen. Saturday night. He allowed himself to be photographed the entire time, presumably in an attempt to land some modelly poon, according to superofficial.com.
Can you say that?
I don't know. They write, he was drunk as hell and hitting on her like crazy. He kept taking pictures of her and said he liked the way she looked, but she didn't go home with him because he was too old. Aww. She's 23 and he's old now. We have some audio, I believe.
What? Too old? Me too old? But I have a charmingly boyish haircut, and I stammer and blink excessively. It never fails to awaken women's maternal instinct. What? Crow's feet? I have feet of my own. Why would I feel the need to borrow Russell Crowe? Oh, you mean my eyes? Well, I should get Botox. Who needs facial expressions when you have a charmingly boyish demeanor? Don't force me to get a hammer from some filthy slag in a car park, because I will do it. I've got $50 burning a hole in my pocket. What? What? Old? Me? I am not old. I'm merely drunk. In a charmingly boyish way, of course. Oh, dear. Is there a charmingly boyish way to vomit?
That's charming. Boyish. He has floppy hair.
It's true.
Ryan Seacrest has a stalker. Did you see this story?
Yeah.
We've, here at the Stephanie Miller Newscast, we've had some incidents that we don't speak of.
I've had my fair share.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. I don't include you. Don't give me that look.
Thank you. Did you hear this part, though? So the stalker apparently showed up here where we do the show because they thought he did the he did show up here.
Yeah,
because that's remember we used to go in, up in the elevator with Ryan Seacrest because he used to do the show from here, but he doesn't anymore. So the stalker went to the wrong building and he could have presumably killed
Stephanie Miller
by accident.
So the stalker was here.
Yes.
Oh God.
Well, the nice thing about stalkers is that
he was arrested.
Far less random.
Then he went to the Wright studio, which is at the E network. That's where that is.
Yeah, that's where you want to stalk Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
The E building.
Yeah.
It's over
not
across
anywhere
from
near
SAG. It's on Wilshire and Miracle
you
Mile.
You used to work there, House Parks.
I did. When
and
I
by the way, we just so you know, we do the show from Pahrump, Nevada, near...
Near Art Bell's
military
studio.
Base. It was.
Yeah. We just say it's L.A., but we're not.
Yeah, it was a nuclear testing facility. It's just they don't use it anymore. No. So.
Yes, and on Wednesdays I do the show from inside Hal Sparks' pants.
Yes, it's true.
Okay.
That's why it's all muffled.
Anyway, you can't find me. Move along.
Yeah, there's a lot of ruffling going on.
Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin. Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin.
I love when you're bold, by the way.
Yeah,
I love, like, it's so, and it just comes out of left field.
I'm sort of spunky and trolley this morning.
I know, it's good. It takes a while.
Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin
will co-host the
Oscars. I thought that you should know that.
Terrific. What would that sound like if you said it from
Steve
inside
Martin's
my
Steve Martin's done
pants?
It before. Alec Baldwin has never done it before because he's a rude, thoughtless little pig, presumably. I don't know.
No, that's his daughter.
Oh, that's right.
And his wife, probably, too, but from his point of view.
This is mean. D-listed writes, Kirstie Alley has signed a deal in donut frosting with A&E to star in her own reality show. That's mean. She probably didn't sign it in donut frosting.
No, that's... Fine.
Say it.
Well, no, I mean, where is Scientology? Where are they? They're supposed to protect their celebrities, aren't they, and create product for them?
Not if you're Paul Haggis.
All right. You got to make that excellent point.
Yeah. Speaking of reality stars,
if you got a middle name that's based on, sheep guts or...
Yeah, that's not, that's true.
It's going to be difficult. That's a hard sell even for Scientology. Haggis.
Speaking of reality stars, the Arizona Republic snarkily says, Khloe Kardashian, nearly out of publicity options, will next beat a hobo to death with hair extensions. She recently reported that she regrets one piece of body art. The tattoo in honor of her father, the late Robert Kardashian, is on my lower back. I don't like the location. I got a trendy location. It's called a tramp stamp. It consists of a cross, angel wings, and the word daddy.
Oh, no.
Because
you don't, that's not something you need to read. Some woman apparently had a picture of her kids put there, too, or whatever. You're like,
that gets the guy to, and then they're like,
Do you leave an empty spot between them so that you can go, the middle one could be yours?
Oh.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Cindy in Michigan on what color in nature John Boner actually
is.
Yeah.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Stephanie.
John Boehner.
Everybody. Every time you talk about John Boehner's complexion, I always think of the old QT commercial, that old QT stuff that used to turn everybody orange.
I used orange bronzer as an ugly Republican wolf child in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They have the theme song. Just play it every time. QT. And then the second thing I had was, and it's a little bit of applause for Kalamazoo, Michigan. They passed the anti-discrimination ordinance
in
hiring and housing for homosexuals and transgender people.
And the homos get to have houses in Michigan. Well, hooray for you.
And the other thing was Cree deeds. I think the reason why Virginia Democrats were not motivated, among other things, I had heard yesterday one person, maybe it was Chris Matthews, had said that he wanted to opt out on the public option for Virginia. And I thought, well, why should Democrats even show up?
Yeah, well, that's what it sounded like, is the Republican turnout was not bigger. That was normal. It was the Democratic turnout that was completely deflated.
Right.
And that's what, you know, I think it was Marcos Melitos did a good, and this is what Jim is always saying, that it's Democrats that are not being Democratic enough that are that are what's pissing people off.
Well, and
that's what the elections are proving.
Well, and that's the issue of when you've got the Blue Dogs and, you know, worried about their seats, and because, quite frankly, constituent-wise, we don't have their back. On a very regular basis, you know, Democrats and independents even, we sit a lot of stuff out.
Yep.
Whereas the hard right wing.
Yeah, shows up. Gail in L.A.
Hi, this is, love your show, listen to you all the time. Can I be your official personal trainer to the stars?
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey. Why isn't anybody talking about the fact that we had two lousy Democratic candidates?
Right.
Well, first of all, his name was Cree Deeds, for God's sakes.
Somebody named Cree Deeds? Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
They were just lousy, you know, candidates who couldn't get a dog to come out to vote for them. So why is this a big Republican victory?
Yeah.
It's just that the Democrats had really bad candidates. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a case to be made for that. And I think that's what you deal with when you look at gubernatorial races, especially as bellwethers. Because
I don't think, and people polled said it had Obama had no effect on their vote either way. I don't think a governor's race is about the president.
Nope.
I don't even get that.
It didn't help Bush at all when, you know, they had a run of Republican governors because it was just the areas at the time. And these two states aren't exactly bellwether states, too. So it's, they're just, you know, this is them electing of the two, you know, hold your nose kind of situation and vote.
All right.
Yeah.
42 minutes after the hour, back with more election analysis, talking about the tip of Dick Armey's spear.
Oh, no.
And much more. It's Hump Days with Hal.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ooh, even I found that to be in bad taste.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, AM760.net.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
One second, Kev. Was that Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah. Finally,
Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574.
Confession. AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, the Wednesday morning commute really wrapping up nicely for us. One crash southbound.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy, hair loss, recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
I'm Ellie the Mammy, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Mm-hmm. 47 minutes after the hour. We are in the midst of hump days with Hal.
Yes.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere if you'd like to have a three-way. We were talking about how the mainstream media seems to only be covering these two gubernatorial races that Republicans won and not the eight the Democrats won, including upstate New York, where the Republican Party imploded under the weight of Rush Limbaugh,
a good reason
Glenn
for that.
Beck candidate.
Because when you have 24-hour news and you're looking for ratings, you're dealing in the same kind of situation that reality producers go through. When you do a reality show, there's obviously a front runner almost from episode two, and you've got 10 episodes to go. You know who the winner's going to be.
Right, but
you
they have to make it seem like there's a fight.
Yeah, so what they do is they take that person and they try to downplay any good parts about them, and then they take another person who's an obvious loser that they know they can kick off at any time.
Yeah.
You know, for example,
look at the Republican
in the, you know, New York's 23rd district.
Look at in the election, this last election, and even the Democratic primary. Every story, every media created story they went with was wrong.
Yep. You every know, single one.
Barack Obama can't do this. He'll never beat Hillary here. He's never going to win white people. Because they had to make it seem like a fight.
And quite frankly, because the Republicans, as you know, imploding and turning into a non-conversation piece. Now, the problem is, the news, you actually have to have a substantive conversation. If you can't do black and white and get a Republican and a Democrat on and just kind of have Republican and Democratic strategists barking back and forth at each other, you actually have to do some substantive reporting. And I think that's the biggest thing that, like, CNN especially is bad at this. You know, that they ask dumb questions, so you don't have to. That's their whole whole platform, it seems. Like, I'll just play stupid in this whole conversation. And then, you know.
Well, I think John Stewart pointed out how whenever, you know, the Republican makes a blatantly untrue point, they go, all right, we'll have to leave it there.
Yeah.
The Democrat's mouth is open.
Like, what?
What? No, we don't have to leave it there.
How come you never leave it there when I say a piece of truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's been the latest story is the mainstream media. They're helping spread, in some cases, Republicans. Like, for instance, their highly misleading stimulus math. They keep
right.
hearing, oh, the blah, blah, blah is costing the Americans X number per job, mm-hmm. and blah, it's not working. And, as Paul Krugman said, he said the Republicans' number is a bogus talking point.
Right.
Go with it in the name of being fair and balanced.
Car sales are up in October, for the month of October. It was a surprise boost, they said. Now, you have to remember, during Cash for Clunkers, sales were up, and everyone was saying it wasn't working. Even though beyond what was used for Cash for Clunkers, car sales in general went up. And then they said, well, it'll just be a spike because of this government spending and because of this particular program, wherein October sales actually continued to go up, too. Cash for Clunkers was up beginning of September, really. Mm-hmm. It was the last of those deals going through. It was September 2nd, I think, was that weekend. So, I mean, this is 8 weeks later, and the sales are still going up. Like, American car auto manufacturers are actually seeing their sales go up continually. This is, the stock market is hit 10 and is hovering around there now. It will be up over it in the spring, no mm-hmm. question. It's a nightmare for the Republicans because
speaking
they have
nothing. Speaking of the mainstream media, Hal, you know the Fox News, which is not an arm of the Republican Party.
Right.
Not in bed with, nothing.
And they're
actually,
also, apparently, according to them, not mainstream media.
Fox News hosts literally put a Republican to bed. You heard this weird story? That crazy Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann mm-hmm. was once Fox and Friends co-host Gretchen Carlson's babysitter.
Yeah, her nanny.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
So, wow. Yeah, totally.
This was a love story. The pair reunited on air recently as Carlson teed up a couple of softball questions, allowing her former nanny to talk at length about her upcoming corporate-sponsored health care protest this Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
During the Fox infomercial interview, Bachmann employed her usual over-the-top commentary to decry health care reform. She said the health care vote's the Super Bowl of freedom, and voters must mobilize to defeat the Democrats' crown jewel of socialism. Blah, blah,
how is it,
blah.
How? I think...
And then she went on to use the rhetoric that... freedom-loving Americans come here to Washington and look at the whites of their eyes of the members of Congress and say, don't you remember? I told you don't take away my health care. Which Rachel Maddow pointed out, that's like sort of the language of revolutionary violence. Remember, wait till you see
the whites of their eyes? Yeah.
Remember the last tea bag they showed up with, this time I came unarmed?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. We came unarmed. This is the amazing thing to me, is that health care is the Super Bowl of personal freedom. This is the government moving into your lives and telling you what to do. But the Patriot Act, somehow, they didn't bat an eye at it. And the reason was is because at that time, they were scared. And they'll let anything go when they're afraid, which,
Orrin Hatch slipped the other day and about why he's really blocking health reform. Americans might love
awesome.
It and vote for Democrats forever.
Yeah. Can't vote for this. It's awesome. What? Yeah, it's great. If people had this, they'd love it.
He said, we can't have that. He said it's a step-by-step approach to socialized medicine. If they get there, of course, you're going to have a very rough time having a two-party system in this country because almost everyone's going to say, all we ever were, all we ever are, all we ever hope to be depends on the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
He says,
you hearing this, Harry Reid?
The questioner said they'll have reduced the American people to dependency on the federal government.
Right.
Yes, Hatch said, that's right. That's their goal. That's what keeps Democrats in power. Oops.
Oh, zoinks.
A scenario whereby the two-party
stupid
system is
Medicare.
Stupid right. Medicare.
Right. I hate Medicare. Just awesome.
As you recall, Hal, I have a guess the quote for you.
Okay.
There's always been a lot of fear-mongering about the socialized system of Medicare.
Sure, sure.
Who said in 1961, if you don't stop Medicare and I don't do it, one of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in America where men were free.
Nancy Reagan's astrologist.
That was a very close guess, but no, Ronald.
I'm much better at this than Jim. Yeah, I think hair's breadth. Let's see.
James Inhofe also recently slipped and said if they could stall or block any legislation, it would be a huge gain for the 2010 election. Isn't that kind of like saying, screw you, America? We don't care about you and health care.
We care about politics.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And the irony is that the funny thing is they think that by blocking this, it will help them, not because they're doing it on behalf of the American people. It's not because they're going, we have to save the American people from, this onslaught of bad legislation. It's because they know that if the Democrats get it through, they're going to lose. Yep. You know, it's not stopping bad legislation so much as stopping good legislation that will make them look bad.
And here's the same, same story, different issue. It doesn't matter what it is. Senate Democrats began committee debate on legislation to limit greenhouse gas emissions as Republicans sought to delay action by boycotting the panel's meeting. All but one Republican skipped the meeting. I mean, they're just having tantrums. Same. There he is again. Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma led the boycott. Democratic Barbara Boxer of California recessed the work session to bring in an EPA official to answer questions. No Republicans attended that part of the hearing. There is no reason at all to do additional analysis and spend more taxpayer dollars doing it when the work has been done, said Boxer. Now is the time for us to act on national clean energy legislation. Republicans say under committee rules, at least two members of their parties must be present for the blah, blah, blah. Boxer said she plans to proceed and be patient.
Yeah.
She's like, remember the last time she said to James Inhofe, who used to chair that panel?
Yeah.
She just had the gavel, and she goes, okay, James, you don't have this anymore. I do. Okay, you sit down now. You don't want to fight with Barbara Boxer. You don't.
No.
I guess he wants a fight.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
And if that's where we're going, that's where we're going. Because we're going to have a fight.
It was a little bit frightening.
If this comes to the floor,
but they gave it expert timing.
We're going to have a fight.
Oh, B-Box rocks. I don't know how many good times it can be said.
I know. It occasionally makes, the whole Feinstein thing bearable in that regard.
Oh, it could be worse.
It could be a lot worse.
Let's talk about the tip.
But Boxer is so awesome that it's hard to keep up.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the tip of Dick Armey's spear one more time before we go.
This is like the fifth time you've brought up the tip of Dick Armey's spear, Stephanie.
She keeps
staring at parts of me when she's saying that. She's not even focusing on the topic.
In late July, a memo detailing how conservative activists can disrupt the Democratic town halls. Remember that? Mm-hmm. The memo authored by a Tea Party Patriots volunteer named Bob McGuffey was distributed on a list controlled by FreedomWorks. That's the group run by Dick Armey that is dedicated to organizing tea parties and other anti-Obama efforts. So now Armey plans to go to Fairfield, Connecticut for a strategy session with conservative activists and McGuffey, the original author of the town hall harassment strategy. Guess who their targets are now? Moderate Republicans.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah, you split that Republican vote.
That's
buddy.
Do it.
Go
do
for it.
It.
Go, I'm going to start
go,
giving
go.
Them money. Like, I would have never given FreedomWorks money before, but I'm starting to do, like, as long as they keep this as their agenda, I'm on it.
Good job. Good work in New York. In upstate New York.
Great.
Here you go.
And the funny thing is, I don't want them to do damage to moderate Republicans. Yeah.
I understand. Hal Sparks, how do we find out things about Hal Sparks?
You can follow me on Twitter at Hal Sparks. I'm taping my special at the Orange County Pavilion next Thursday.
Oh, cool.
November 12th. I'm filming Charmageddon for Comedy Central. So.
All right. Join us tomorrow morning. David Schuster right at the top of the show from MSNBC. See you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Want to create more power and greatness for your life and career.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared.
Hi, I'm calling about the two-bedroom apartment you advertised in the paper. Is it still available?
It sure is.
Great. It sounds...
Unless, of course, you're black or Latino.
What?
Or disabled, or Asian, or you've got young kids.
Housing discrimination is rarely this obvious, but it's just as real and just as illegal. So if you're looking to rent a house or apartment and you hear things like...
We only take people who speak English clearly. I can't assign you a handicapped parking space.
That could be housing discrimination. And the only way to stop it is to report it so we can investigate it. Visit hud.gov/fairhousing or call HUD's Housing Discrimination Hotline at 1-800-669-9777. That's 1-800-669-9777. The Federal Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination because of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, family status, or disability. Remember, the only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver.